Absolutely. Well, lovely to talk to you. I know you've got a very busy day ahead. Deborah Haynes is Defence Editor of the Times. Thank you so much for talking to us here at Talk Radio. Well, that's it. That's me done for another day. I don't think I've got any more interviews today. I think they're all over and done with. I'd like to apologise for how much I may have dominated the news in this week. I'll try to do better next week and keep nice low profile. I'll do my best anyway, but keeping a very low profile. But that's just an issue of his height. John Holmes is here.
I am honoured to be in the presence of the world's most famous knee. I have tweeted this morning that I am going to be sitting in a chair touched by your knee.
Yes.
And your knee has not touched that chair inappropriately. It's just a physical way of knee approaches a chair.
Do you know what I realised this morning, that genuinely my knees are going to be those picture quizzes do as part of the end of the year quiz on New Year's Day, end of the year quiz, whose knees brought down the government.
But what is interesting about this, right, is that you have just reached your defining moment, because you know how everybody
has my Wikipedia page forever.
It's you forever. You are always now Julie Hartley Brewer, journalist and government bringer downer because of Kneegate, and that but it's not going to, do you know what I mean, that is your thing now. It's always you are going to be associated with knees from now on.
I'm going to have to murder someone or have a very affair with someone with a top celebrity.
Then it will move on.
Then we'll move
on. But at the moment, unless you eclipse this, it's
important.
All going to be
important
about
to have a career plan. Or I could just go around being a talk radio presenter. I thought that was enough.
Anonymous.
Exactly. John Holmes is coming up. We haven't got time to talk about his show because we're just whittering on about me like everyone else is. I'd like to make a formal apology to my talk radio listeners for that. But hey-ho, hoping not to lead the news bulletins tomorrow, because I've got some proper news. That's all coming up after an update on the news here at Talk Radio. John Holmes will be here after 1 o'clock. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million.
Plus, in November, win an Xbox One bundle complete with Thrustmaster feedback wheel and a game of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Oh man, there's so much I want to tell you about this Sky Q box. Firstly, it lets you store over 1,000 hours of TV, way more than before, so you don't have to worry about deleting stuff. And you can record 6 shows while watching a 7th, so you don't have to worry about clashes either. Not bad, eh? Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Requires Sky Q 2TB box and Sky TV subscription, compared with standard 500GB Sky Plus HD box.
Whether your business is small or large, your ambitions for it are always big. And so are ours. That's why, no matter what size your business, we have local business relationship managers who'll help you along the way. So with us in your corner, the sky's the limit. To see why we've been awarded Business Bank of the Year 3 years running, visit santanderbusiness.co.uk. Here to help your business prosper. Santander.
Business Money Facts Award 2015 to 2017.
Drive a new Jeep Renegade right now and fuel your adventures wherever they take you. With £1,000 of free fuel plus £2,000 deposit contribution available on a Jeep Renegade. Find out more now at jeep.co.uk.
PCP sales until December 31st, 2017. Representative 4.2% APR. Minimum 14% customer deposit. 10,000 miles per annum subject to status. Jeep Financial Services. Free fuel T's and C's at jeepfuelyouradventure.co.uk.
Had enough football ads yet?
We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm energy boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons and good. I'm sitting in the actual chair where the knee from the news has touched. This chair, the knee has touched this chair. Julia's knee has
touched. That chair's going to have to resign.
This chair. It's going to have to resign from chair duties. Anyway, hello, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Welcome along. I am John Holmes. We're here till 4 o'clock. Victoria, though, throughout the afternoon, we'll be bringing you the latest news like this.
Thanks, John. Coming up, first UK interest rates rise in a decade, reaction to the new Defence Secretary and the Beaver Moon.
Talk Radio.
Millions of mortgage holders are going to see their repayments go up after the Bank of England confirmed it's increasing the base rates of interest. The first time in 10 years that's happened. Alex Dibble is at the Bank of England for Talk Radio.
It doesn't sound like much, but going from 0.25 to 0.5% means many homeowners will be hundreds of pounds a year worse off. If you're trying to save money, though, you'll get a bit more for having your cash in a bank account. Now, both of those things are designed to stop people spending money, so inflation stops rising. That's the theory. But some experts believe this move will backfire on the UK economy as we head towards Brexit.
Gavin Williamson has been named as the new Defence Secretary after Sir Michael Fallon resigned from the job amid Westminster sleaze allegations. Sir Michael admitted his behaviour had fallen below the high standards required in the role after admitting touching Talk Radio presenter Julia Hartley Brewer's knee 15 years ago. Tory MP Michael Fabricant has told Talk Radio he thinks it's a good appointment.
I used to be a government whip, so I know the way the whip's office works, and I think he's been one of the best whips we've had in ages, actually. Right. Innovative, imaginative. I think it's a very good choice.
Meanwhile, a Labour MP has accused Commons Speaker John Bercow of dismissing a female MP's concerns about bullying by previously terming it a women's issue. An armed group in Libya says it won't extradite the brother of the Manchester Arena suicide bomber. Police want to talk to Hashim Abedi about his younger sibling, Salman, blew himself up in May, killing 22 people. It's claimed more 11 to 15-year-olds in England have taken drugs than have smoked a cigarette. More than 17,000 pupils were questioned by NHS Digital, with a quarter saying they tried drugs at least once, while one in five had smoked tobacco. And this weekend, the moon is going to appear 14% bigger and 13% brighter than usual. You'll be able to see the so-called Beaver Moon on Friday and Saturday night.
You all right, Victoria?
Yes, John, are you?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Is this an animal who's exposing his bottom?
Why is it called a...
Or...
Why is...
A moon made out of...
Beavers.
Beavers. I'm going to stick with beavers, the animal.
It's nothing to do with the animal. I can tell you how it got its name.
So it's not an animal.
So what's it to do
what
with
What else
then?
Could it be?
What are the possible... reason could there be for a so-called
we don't understand Victor
Beaver Moon to be called a Beaver Moon?
Best news ever.
So
yes,
it got its name because in the Northern Hemisphere, November's full moon, so this is a full supermoon, occurs at a time of year when hunters used to set up traps before waters froze over to ensure a supply of warm furs for the winter, hence the name Beaver Moon. So it's not a beaver mooning.
Thank goodness for that, is what I say. You're all right, Victoria, really?
Yeah, are you, John?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Thank you for... thank you for that. Did you put that in there on purpose?
I thought you'd like it.
Yeah, yeah. Victoria there with the news, and now...
Me with the weather.
Victoria with the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
So dry, sunny and chilly for most, but the odd spot of rain and cloud across England and Wales. Highs are 13 degrees.
So very childish. Right, in the next bit of the programme, things. Before that, here's...
Pete Abbott.
With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Pete Abbott. Tottenham striker Harry Kane says Spurs can compete with the best teams in the world after they beat holders Real Madrid in the Champions League last night. Their 3-1 victory at Wembley sends them into the knockout stages with two group games to spare. Manchester City also made it through with a 4-2 victory at Napoli. The Europa League takes centre stage tonight with Everton and Arsenal both in action. Everton are chasing their first win under caretaker manager David Unsworth away at Lyon. The game is live on our sister station Talk Sport from 6. And a win for Arsenal against Red Star Belgrade trade would send them through to the knockout stages. England cricketers Moeen Ali and Steve Finn have suffered early injury scares on the Ashes tour of Australia. All-rounder Ali has a side strain, while fast bowler Finn jarred his knee in practice. Both will go for scans tomorrow. England will take on Tonga in their opening group match at the 2019 Rugby Union World Cup. Scotland start their campaign against Ireland in Pool A, and Wales kick off Pool D with a clash with Georgia. And Houston Astros have won baseball's World Series for the first time. They beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-1 in the deciding seventh game. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much. Pete Abbott. Powered by
Waitrose customer.
Yes, he was. That's true. He was spotted earlier.
Spotted.
Earlier in Waitrose by our assistant producer Marta.
I mean, it's not really anything of worth that a colleague of ours has been seen in the nearest supermarket to this building by another colleague.
Marta.
Spotted.
What did Pete Abbott buy?
I didn't see.
Oh.
I can make it up, though.
No lies.
He bought some frozen peas.
Right. I mean...
You should get him in here and ask him.
I think so. It's what the nation wants to know. So there you go. Waitrose frequenting. Someone gets paid a lot. Pete Abbott there with the pre-recorded sport. And now Chloe will press a button and things will happen.
Talk Radio.
Been checking out that new Sky One comedy Bounty Hunters. They've teamed up Jack Whitehall and Rosie Perez. Proper chalk and cheese. A book smart Cambridge student and a bounty hunter from Brooklyn. Well, when you're on the run from the police, terrorists and a drug cartel, you take any help you can get. Hunted One, Sky One. Bounty Hunters, Wednesdays, 10 p.m.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
And we are talking to John Culshaw this afternoon.
John would like that. Watching an episode of The Sky at Night with Sir Patrick Moore.
All around me are familiar faces.
Gotta keep doing this until people get really creeped out, you know.
All the characters who were prominent in 2004.
Saying his gestures.
It was me. I let the dogs out.
Serious forehead.
Yeah, it's very nice. Okay, very well, if you want to.
That's angry it. Pointy finger.
Donald Trump is always the first one.
Full third term nose.
We'll be right back.
Hello, how are you? Are you well? Is it good?
That's fantastic. That's sort of like the preamble that he does before jokes.
And then he's just skipping around.
The next stage after that is the Daleks.
I am ecstatic.
I was too busy listening to that.
You need to press your button.
I know,
now.
But I was listening to that and enjoying
it's
it so
the amount
much.
Of, the amount it was of grief hard, you give Chloe it was hard when to she tell, makes a mistake. Yeah, when you just...
I wouldn't call it a mistake. I mean, I would,
because we're currently not playing the opening production.
And you open the door and you step inside. Okay. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is evolved.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant twist of my fabric of nature.
So a very good afternoon then, and welcome to you. Breaking news, by the way. Breaking news. We're just hearing that following its newfound national tabloid fame, Julia Hartley Brewer's knee is going into the jungle. It's the first lineup announcement for this year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
I'm a Celebrity knee.
I'm a Celebrity knee, yes. Julie said she's overjoyed that one of her knees, the one touched, of course, by Sir Michael Fallon, will be going into the jungle while she stays at home with the other knee. What a great series of I'm a Celebrity Knee this promises to be this year. Rumours of other notorious body parts going in as well that have been in the public eye recently going into the jungle. Gordon Brown's eye that was in the news this week, apparently that's going into the jungle as well. And as yet unnamed actress's bottom as well. Producers have already said that they don't know what will happen when the unnamed bottom has to eat a kangaroo's anus. It could get very confusing. Meanwhile, Oscar Pistorius' legs are going... blades are going to be in the next series of Strictly, apparently. This whole thing's ushered in a brand new... I mean, you know what telly's like? They're desperate, aren't they? And now that... Now we have found ourselves in a position where a knee is a celebrity. Television is positively aroused at the idea that they can just spin all this celebrity TV stuff out into limbs and things. Hello then, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes. It's the bit between 1 and 4. And today, now we were going to give away a magnificent prize on the programme today. We were going to be offering you your chance to become Defence Secretary of the United Kingdom. But I'm afraid you're too late. It's already gone to listener Gavin Williamson, MP, who entered the competition earlier. He's won the prize. He's now the new Defence Secretary. Congratulations, Gavin. Thanks for calling in and playing. Do you know, I'll tell you what, though. I cannot believe that I am now sitting. So, Julie Hartley Brewer's knee is national news. I mean, it's the front page of all of the papers today as well, right? I am now on the radio after her. And I can't believe I'm sitting in the actual chair where not 12 minutes ago, Julia Hartley Brewer's famous knee was bent over the rim. I can't believe. The actual knee from the news. It here. And when she stood up, I saw the knee.
No.
I saw the... They say never meet your heroes, don't they? And there he was, just there, like as plain as day, in the middle of her leg. The knee from the new, the knee.
Julia Hart knee Brewer.
The national knee from the new. I'm really overwhelmed. It was completely unassuming as well. It was like it didn't, you know... Obviously, I got a knee to sign my chest as well. That's, autographing. Can't believe I'm in the same room as the same chair as Julia Hartley Brewer's knee from the news. From the news! In here just now. It was touched by Sir Michael Fallon, also from the news. I know! I get his autograph as well, but to be honest, I don't want him touching my pen. So. His gropey knee has brought down. What did you just do that for?
Because what you said.
What?
Is an unfair allegation.
About who?
About Michael. Let's not do this on air. Let's not do this on air.
He touched her knee, he said.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, that's fine. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about this off air.
I don't want his hand touching my pen, is what I said.
Yeah, which is fine.
Fine, all right.
That's not the bit I had an umbrage with.
Okay, fine. Anyway, what I was saying was, what if this, right, if Julia Hartley Brewer's knee ends up bringing down the government? So already it's been touched by one member of the cabinet, right, and he's gone, he's resigned, okay, because of Julia Hartley Brewer, right? What if all the Tories now fall like dominoes because of all these allegations, right? And she started it off. That could be the end of Brexit. And that will have all been kick-started by Julia Hartley Brewer. One of Brexit's biggest champions,
yeah,
right?
Ironic.
She could be the accidental architect of a second referendum. That could actually be anyway. Shall we find out what's coming up on the programme? Oh, yes. Headline Hijack is on the way. Your made-up news stories, please, for the bulletin at 2 o'clock. We will invite you now. You are invited to make up some news. Fake news. By the way, the phrase fake news today, brand new in the Oxford English Dictionary. It's word. It's not even a word. It's a phrase of the year. Did you see that today?
I didn't know.
That is the brand new entry into the Oxford...
Are you sure that's true?
I'm absolutely positive it's true, yes, I checked.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I did double check it because of the very reason you're suggesting. Yeah. But anyway, so that's going to be... Anyway, we welcome fake news. Make up a story, send it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
any
like.
Any word you like. And you could hear your made-up news coming out of Victoria before very long. Diversity Paper Review is on the way. We will be reviewing the papers with a European migrant. We'll be talking Bank of England interest rates. We're going to be talking Westminster whips and how powerful they are. We are going to be bringing you work experience punditry. Katie's in today, rounding up your geeky, gadgety tech stuff. The big debate is at 3. The news in haikus. All your reactions. We'll be looking into the life and work of Gavin Williamson, the new Defence Secretary, former Chief Whip. And we will be playing a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio before very long. And we bring you studio guest action. Ross Kemp joining us. Ross Ruddy Kemp. Off of Ultimate Force. And EastEnders. And other things. Joining us in the studio before very long, just after 2 in fact. Marta is producing today, assistant producer Marta, through the ventana.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas. Chloe's on the bus. Hi, Chloe.
Ah.
Hi. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yeah. Cornelius.
Oh, it's not a world day of anything today, according to...
Every day is normally a world trends day. All right.
Happy Julian Smith Day.
Why? It's not officially his day.
No, but
he's just the new...
He's trending.
Chief Whip, isn't he? So... in the place of Gavin.
Congratulations.
All right. Anyway, look, we're going to be talking about today's big story, but you need to work out what the big story is from the clues in the music. Here's the music. Okay, here goes Trigger Happy Cornelius again. All right, so what...
Right.
So hang on. So first you dump something I said... I'm not going to repeat.
Yes.
Because you'll start crying.
Yes.
Right, but we have a dump system here whereby if someone says something on the radio, a button gets pressed and it gets rid of the last 7 seconds of the programme, which means it doesn't go to air. Right, that's fair enough. And Cornelius took umbrage at something I might have said about Sir Michael Fallon. Fair enough. But what have you... what word did you take out of ZZ
Top?
The big hit song Legs, played on the radio quite a lot.
Yeah.
Without anyone doing that to it. What was your problem with that?
It's got a word in.
Yeah.
That in our culture.
Yeah, it's the word fanny, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But A, that's not a swear. And B, it means bottom in America.
It
which
does
is
mean
where,
in bottom in America.
Yeah.
So
I don't think you need to reverse a fanny, do you?
Yes, okay. I hate this show already
much. How does this link to today's big story, Cornelius?
Legs, Julia Hartley Brewer, etc.
Yeah, exactly right. So Michael Fallon touched her knee at a dinner in 2002. He's now resigned from government. We have a new Defence Secretary. We're going to be talking the biggest story in the nation on Talk Radio next.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Bold black alloy wheels, sleek gloss black grille, mean black side power vents. The Jaguar Black Edition XE, XF and F-Pace are here. With 50% off selected features saving you up to £2,740, it's time to show your dark side. Search jaguar.co.uk/Black Edition. Jaguar. The art of performance.
Available on selected models until 31st of December 2017. Terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
Whether your business is small or large, your ambitions for it are always big. And so are ours.
That's why, no matter what size your business, we have local business relationship managers who'll help you along the way. So with us in your corner, the sky's the limit. To see why we've been awarded Business Bank of the Year 3 years running, visit santanderbusiness.co.uk. Here to help your business prosper. Santander.
Business Money Facts Award 2015 to 2017.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get a polycarbonate LED up and down external light for only £8.49 ex-VAT. But hurry, this offer ends 5th of November. Don't miss Selco's Deal of the Week. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
What a weekend on the Sky Sports Premier League channel. First up, Arsenal take on Man City, followed by Mourinho's return to Stamford Bridge as Man United challenge the champions, Chelsea. Upgrade today for this weekend's action. Plus, there's more to come when Arsenal hosts Spurs, live only on our new dedicated Premier League channel. Now £18 a month. New to Sky? Sky TV starts from £20 a month. Search new Sky Sports. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract. Cancellation requires 31 days notice.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In South Yorkshire, the M1 heading southbound still remains closed off following a serious accident where two lorries and two cars collided. There's a large amount of fuel spilled onto the carriageway as well, so it's taken quite some time to clear up between junction 31 for Sheffield and junction 30 for Worksop. The congestion still remains back towards junction 32 for the M18. On the M6 in Cheshire, the southbound side has a lane closed off for a broken down car around junction 17 for Sandbach as you move through the ongoing roadworks. And in Warwickshire, the M40 southbound sees two lanes closed off for an overturned car between junction 16 and 15. I'm Andy Broxton.
How many decisions do you make a day? Apparently, some of us make over 35,000. Think about it. You're deciding right now whether to listen to me or not. It's your choice. Ford Motability is all about choice too, with a wide range of models and over 1,000 specialists to help you choose the right car for you, using your personal independence payment. Then what will it be? A trip to the garden centre or the coast? You decide. The Ford Motability Open Doors event, 10th to the 12th of November at your nearest Ford dealer. Ford, together we go further.
Open doors events available at participating Ford dealers to customers eligible to receive the disability living allowance or personal independence payment.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed we shall, and we're going to be talking about today's big story. So, as we know, Julia Hartley Brewer's knee has begun to bring down the government. Sir Michael Fallon, the Defence Secretary, or former Defence Secretary, could simply offer none of what he was Secretary of in the face of allegations. Allegations which, if he touched any of them on the face, that would only make it worse. Sexminster, that's the big story, the latest political scandal. And when you think of the history of political scandals, Watergate, Profumo, we'll look back at this era and remember where we all were when Julia Hartley Brewer's leg brought down a government. But as a leaked dossier swirls around the media containing, if true, some quite eye-opening, talked about this a bit yesterday, descriptions of what various MPs I can't name just now have been up to, and I have to say there's one involving and three who, it's on video apparently, but all this information is, it's begun to leak into the public domain, and it's not, if it does, just the MPs who are going to be in trouble. It's also, of course, going to be the party whips. Now, the whip's job is to keep MPs in line. Traditionally, that is done in a variety of ways, chief whip among which, is knowledge that these whips have over MPs' indiscretions. It's knowledge they can hold over them to assure their cooperation in crucial votes and so forth. But if all of these indiscretions are out there for all to see, where does that leave the power of the whips? Well, Kate Proctor is political editor, political reporter, journalist at the Evening Standard. She joins us on the phone. Hello, Kate. How are you?
Hello. Yeah, I'm good.
Good to talk to you again. No, thanks for coming on. So this is quite an interesting angle here, isn't it? Because, and we get this report as well, that Theresa May was asked before to act on evidence that that Tory whips have used information about sexual abuse, including scandals, and I quote, with small boys, to demand loyalty from MPs. Now, if this stuff does get into the public domain, that does take away the whip's power, doesn't it?
I think the stuff at least Nandi was bringing up yesterday related to historical child sex abuse allegations. So I think we need to really separate those two issues, to be honest, for what at least Nandi was describing at that point in time and what's happened recently. But I think what Lisa was making the point that, you know, the whips know things, and it's the discussion around at what point are they supposed to then report that and take it further.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, no doubt that the whips in Westminster know absolutely every single piece of gossip. I mean, that's their job. They'll know who's in a relationship with someone else. They'll know general shenanigans that are going on. But anything that's bordering on the criminal, they have a duty to report. And I have to say, I really think that you know, that's what happens. I'd be so surprised if they were sitting on things that bordered on the criminal.
That would surprise you, because oddly, it doesn't surprise me in some ways, because of the sort of the backstage world of government and how it works. And you'll know, you'll know better than I will, but you kind of have that impression, even from watching the original House of Cards, and let's not go there with Kevin Spacey. But, you know, you get that sense that the whips know things, and they will use that to control people, and power is everything there. And thus, if something does border on the criminal, that gives them an even bigger bit of leverage, doesn't it, over an MP, rather than report it. And they want the leverage and the power.
That may have happened in the past, but from people I know in the Whip's office, from both Conservative and Labour, I just don't believe at all that anything that borders on the criminal stays there and is used in that way. Okay. I mean, we've got to have some sort of morality in it, and I think we need to give the Whips a bit more credit, really, for the way they conduct themselves. And, you know, I was just having lunch with a former Whip earlier this week, and there's no way on earth that she'd sit on any information that related to something that stretched towards the criminal domain. I think, but what I would say is, you know, I've also, you know, the Whips do have ultimate power over their colleagues, and they of course they'll know things about them, but that's not too different to any workplace. And I think that, you know, I've heard phrases in the past saying, you know, from a Whip saying, you know, I think it's time to go and poke a few spines, which I was so sinister. And basically that was just them saying, you know, it's time to go and get a whole load of people in order and vote the way that I want them to.
Yeah. But is that quite a flawed system? Because it is the system, but it's a sort of, I don't know, it's a sort of murky system, isn't it, where the, you know, to demand loyalty from MPs who might want to vote one way, and then, the, you know, they have to come into the party line, and thus the Whip can say, all right, I know this about you, and if you don't do what I say, I'm going to make this widely known. And it's a murky area, isn't it?
Yeah, it's murky, but I think you're sort of imagining that, you know, MPs are little children and they can't stand up for themselves. And I really just don't, you know, if someone was using that kind of language or that kind of threat, I just don't think that an MP would actually stand for
really?
It.
Really?
I think it would be rather pathetic, to be honest.
Even
to be
if there was
something like that.
Something terribly, okay, fair enough, not criminal necessarily, but something terribly, terribly embarrassing. It could hurt their family, it could hurt certainly their career. You know, aren't they? If someone said to them, right, you do what I say and what I want you to do and what the party wants you to do, otherwise I know this about you, you know, and then, you know, show them a photograph or a text or whatever it might be, if it is there. You know, that's how it seems to be. And then people are going to go,
this is two House of Cards.
Like, well, but, you know, it turns out that's imitating real life now as well.
No. So I would just say, you know, you can obviously have the carrot or stick approach. And I know there are tough Whips, and I know there are people that have discipline and, you know, will phone you all the time and ask you, you know, which way you're going, and will put a lot of pressure on you. But actually, the most effective thing to do is to use the carrot and to be kind and to be nice and to earn people's respect. And you might be doing that in a kind of a devious way just to get them on side, but that's what actually works. And I know that from the Labour Whips going back for decades, that's how they used to approach things with Jeremy Corbyn. The stick with him didn't work. He was a serial rebel, using anything they had on him at the time. If they had anything kind of gossipy, that wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
He would have just retaliated against it. So they always, always went for the carrot and always went for the kind of nicer conversation,
but
and used him to get others on side.
But there must be MPs, you know, and we've all seen, and without naming anyone on it or indeed anything that's on it, but we've all seen this dossier floating around, whether or not, you know, even if a bit of it is accurate, you know, and it's been sort of circulated around the media, and there are things on there where you go, all right, if that particular MP who is is stands, you know, accused. It might just be gossip, but it stands accused of that. And if there's any evidence of it, which, you know, there could be in one instance, as we see from that list, you know, that could be taken to him and go, right, if you don't do what we say, then we'll leak that out. I mean, is it unrealistic to assume that would happen? Is that what?
No, that's not unrealistic. I think, you know, those leaks do happen, and I think they're used in different ways to discredit people. So I think Harriet Harman has a good example of when she was, she'd just had a baby and she had to miss a vote because she was ill, something to do with her baby, and, you know, the Whips leaked that out. The Whips obviously thought she hadn't tried hard enough at that point to, like, right, you know, toe the line. So she says that they gave a story out to the papers to basically make her sound like lazy and like uncommitted to her job. So we've seen examples of that, and I'm sure that does happen. But it's just, I happen to know the people that work in the Whip's office, and I just don't actually think that is the way they operate. As much as it would sound like a, you know, fantastic, amazing story, I mean, you know, the Chief Whip Gavin Williamson had a tarantula on his desk. I mean, it's almost it's just a bit of a joke, isn't it? I don't think if you're really a sinister person who's trying to get people to do things and then you're going to leak things to the press, I don't think you'd sort of have a spider on your desk as a kind of caricature of personality.
But the little, never mind the spider, but the little black book that Whips are supposed to keep. This is a quote from Lisa Nandy, of course.
Yeah.
That sounds entirely plausible, doesn't it? This is back to, you know, Tim Fortescue, the Forey Tormoy Whip, talked about this. Willie Whitelaw backed this information up as well, former Home Secretary, of course, where information was just kept on, you know, dirt was kept on MPs, and probably is,
to keep them in line. Yeah, I'd love to see it.
We all would. But also this idea that the sexual abuse was reported to Theresa May and she didn't do anything about it as well, you know, because of the power that the Whips wanted to keep. I mean, is there anything in that?
No, there isn't anything in that. There really isn't. We've been looking at this for the last few days. I mean, the idea that she sat down and had a regular conversation with, you know, with Gavin Williamson about what was happening with MPs, various, you know, accusations of sexual harassment, that she sat there and listened to that every week and just sort of went, oh, right, that's interesting. That did not happen. That's been completely denied by Downing Street.
Right.
Having met Theresa May
doesn't
and knowing what
that.
I genuinely don't think Theresa May would let that happen. She wouldn't sit on information like that if someone was being sexually harassed.
Right. So in terms of Gavin Williamson, then, final question, he's the Chief Whip, was the Chief Whip, he's now Defence Secretary. You know, he leaves what? An office that's being run all above board?
I think what is going to happen now is there is a huge focus on how MPs and whips interact with each other. Esther McVeigh said today she wants to bring a bit of a feminine touch to the place. I think that's probably hugely welcomed, and I think some people are going to respond really well to Esther McVeigh. I think it's a time to look at how things are working, but I've been here for 2 years, and I do know whips, and I do not hear that things have been covered up and that they are sitting on information and just waiting to leak it out when it best serves their purpose. Perhaps you need to speak to someone who worked here in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah,
maybe they've got more juicy
different
gossip
story
than me.
Yeah.
But for the past 2 years in my experience, that's what I've come across in Westminster, and I'm afraid it's not as scandalous, I guess, as people perhaps think.
All right, Kate, listen, thank you very much again for talking to us. Kate Proctor there, political reporter at the Evening Standard. You're listening to Talk Radio. In the next bit of the programme, we'll bring you a diversity paper review. We have today's headline hijack, but at just after 1:30, Victoria's got the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
The Bank of England has decided to raise the base rate of interest from 0.25% to 0.5%. It's a good news for savers who haven't seen much of a return with numbers so low, but it's not so good for borrowers on variable rate deals, and it will add around £15 a month to the cost of the average mortgage. The bank's governor, Mark Carney, says he's trying to control the increase in the cost of living.
Ensuring that inflation returns to that 2% target in a sustainable manner, in a way that supports the economy, in a way that supports keeping people in work and moving forward.
Theresa May has promoted the Conservative Chief Whip Gavin Williamson to the post of Defence Secretary. It follows Sir Michael Fallon's sudden resignation, with him saying his behaviour in the past had fallen short of high standards. A 49-year-old man has been charged with female genital mutilation in only the second case of its kind in Britain. He's also been charged with 3 counts of child cruelty. A survey has found a quarter of 11 to 15-year-olds in England have tried drugs at least once. NHS Digital also says more youngsters have taken drugs than have smoked a cigarette. And Brighton has renewed Uber's operating licence for 6 months while it waits for a decision on whether the firm can continue operating in London. The council says it wants to see whether the outcome has any implication in its city. The weather dry, sunny and chilly for most, but the odd spot of rain and cloud across England and Wales this afternoon. Highs of 13 degrees. There's more in 24 minutes.
Thank you very much, Victoria Bourne, there with the news there that she was bringing us there. In 24 minutes, as she mentioned, there will be the bulletin at 2 o'clock, unless, of course, I run slightly late again.
Which is highly likely.
Yes, it is. It will contain, though, a made-up news story, won't it? A lie, to all intents and purposes. And we'd like you to supply that lie to fool the nation. Those not paying attention to this bit of the programme will be confused by it, because Victoria generally says the truth in the news, but not at 2 o'clock she doesn't. There's always a made-up story in there. And we'd like you to supply it. Here's the number to do so, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And that will be on the way. Victoria also back with bonus news at 3:30 today. If it's happening in the world of vegetables, you will find out about it first. The big vegetable scoops right here on Talk Radio this afternoon. All right, headline hijack on the way then.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tomorrow night from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All right then. Your chance to make up the news. Now, interestingly, today, the Oxford English Dictionary, as they do every year, have announced their word of the year. They've become a little confused because the word of the year they've announced is actually two words, and it will be included in the 2018 edition of the OED. And it's a phrase. It's fake news. That is the word that has been used more. I think the increase, here's the figure for you, the increase of the phrase fake news in the last year has gone up 365%. Which technically means 365 out of 100, which has always confused me. But anyway, that is the OED's word of the year, fake news. Now, we've been doing this for much longer than the previous year. We've been doing it for a year and a bit. Making up the news and sticking it in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. We call it Headline Hijack. We invite you to make the stories up. A couple of sentences, paragraph at most. Your words broadcast to the nation via Victoria as truth. That's how it works. What's been coming in, Cornelius?
This is from Tiernan, who's sent, in light of what's been dubbed the Pestminster scandal.
Pestminster.
Yeah,
very is it clever. Pestminster or Sexminster? I've seen both written down.
I've seen, well, the Pestminster is what the Sun have gone for.
Right.
So, and, you know, that's okay. The Bible. Yeah. In light of the scandal, the parliamentary hip-hop crew has announced that they are to temporarily disband as they don't believe their MPs should be rapping about their sexual endeavours as it is not appropriate at this time.
Yeah.
Their cover of Blackalicious's...
Yep.
That's a hard one, to be fair.
Yeah.
Alphabet Aerobics went viral last year. You remember that?
I do remember that, yeah. We all know where we were when Blackalicious went viral, don't we? Good. It's been revealed that a group of people who were on a Monarch holiday when the company went bust are still on holiday after an admin error in the repatriation of the holidaymakers meant they were not brought home at all. But it is believed the tourists have allowed the mistake to be overlooked. They can continue now enjoying an extended holiday, which they are hoping to get another 6 months out of before they blame the government when they get back. Raspberry Cloud has a silver lining for them. Thank you, Jean, for sending that. Anything else, Cornelius?
Yes, this one finally from Andy, who says a hate crime has been recorded after someone has thrown a chicken fillet at a group of vegans celebrating World Vegan Day yesterday at the quinoa parade in Brighton.
That was a good one. Yeah. What a beautiful day that is at quinoa parade.
Well, great weather for it.
Yeah.
This is the first recorded hate crime against veganism since it was officially recognised as a religion by the Queen last January.
Yes, if you missed yesterday's discussion, of course, what we found out, which is very interesting actually, that biologically speaking, vegans can only really be classified as true vegans if they eat the corpses of other vegans, on the grounds that vegans who are vegans are essentially vegan meat, because they'll have only eaten grass or something, even though that's alive. It's weird.
That does pose the question, what came first, the vegan or the vegan meat?
Yeah. Well, maybe we should put that out there today. So, if you'd like to get your headline hijacked to us, then please do. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Talk Radio. We'll go through the newspapers next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At Talk Talk, we're tearing up the rule book. We've decided to bring our Black Friday sale forward to, well, now. Don't miss out on over 25% off our unlimited fast broadband. Only available for a limited time. It's just £19.95 a month, including line rental, with no setup fee. You'll save an unbelievable £268 versus BT over 18 months. Don't wait for Black Friday. In fact, with our totally unlimited fast broadband, you don't have to wait at all. Hurry, sale ends today. Search TalkTalk Black Friday now. Contract and conditions apply. TalkTalk for everyone.
TradePoint. Get the DeWalt 18-volt XR Combi Drill with two lithium-ion batteries, a 30-minute charger and case for just £99. Buy in-store or online. And don't forget to pick up your free copy of the new TradePoint catalogue out now. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
Alarms are there to keep us safe, and level crossings are no different. If you jump the flashing red light or try to weave around the barriers, you're not only breaking the law, you're putting your life at serious risk. Even if you're dying to get somewhere, it's not worth dying for. Always stop on amber at level crossings, or you're on dangerous ground. Watch Worth the Risk, our virtual reality film at youtube.com/networkrail, or download the Network Rail Level Crossings app.
Call it goosebumps. Call it freedom. Call it a constant smile on your face. We call it finding the one. And with 1 year's free insurance, 0% APR representative and nil deposit on the Renault Clio, you're closer to that feeling. Visit renault.co.uk/Clio insurance to find out more.
0% APR representative Renault Finance, 18 plus subject to status. Insurance provided by Allianz Insurance PLC, 21-79. T's and C's and model exclusions apply. Participating dealers only. Visit renault.co.uk/Clio insurance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
M1 southbound and through South Yorkshire remains closed off following a serious accident. Two lorries and two cars collided between junction 31 at Sheffield and 30 for work stop. There's a lot of fuel being spilled on the carriageway as well, so whilst that's being cleared up, congestion does stretch back towards junction 32 for the M18. In West Yorkshire, the M62 westbound also got a lane closed off there for emergency repairs between junction 33 at Ferrybridge Services through towards 32A for the A1M, and southbound side of the M6 through Cheshire, very slow moving following an earlier broken down vehicle around junction 17. I'm Andy Broxton.
How many decisions do you make a day? Apparently, some of us make over 35,000. Think about it. You're deciding right now whether to listen to me or not. It's your choice. Ford Motability is all about choice too, with a wide range of models and over 1,000 specialists to help you choose the right car for you, using your personal independence payment. Then what will it be? A trip to the garden centre or the coast? You decide. The Ford Motability Open Doors event, 10th to the 12th of November at your nearest Ford dealer. Ford, together we go further.
Open Doors events available at participating Ford dealers to customers eligible to receive the Disability Living Allowance or Personal Independence Payment.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I am what that bit of production just said. A lot of news going on today. I am still excited that I'm sitting in the very chair that Julia Hartley Brewer, from off of the news, front page news of Julia Hartley Brewer, beginning to bring down a government, causing the resignation of Sir Michael Fallon, who touched her knee. I am in the same chair as Julia Hartley Brewer was sitting in between 10 and 1 on Talk Radio this morning.
You should resign.
And I, well, because I've touched the area that touched her knee.
Yeah.
This bit of the chair, this...
Just
this,
one of the reasons.
Listen to this. This chair...
So what are you doing?
I'm touching the chair. Right? That chair... Her knee, the back end of her knee, has brushed against the edge rim of this chair. And I am now touching it. And I've seen her knee. She showed me a knee when I came in here and said, that's the knee from the news. And they say, never meet your heroes. But I... That knee was unassuming. And look at it. It's going into the jungle. She's not. It is. I mean, it's... Oh, I'm impressed. Anyway, so that's in the news, of course. Pestminster, the fallout from that continues. The interest rates have risen up. The first UK interest rate rise in 10 years, as of today. Of course, this is going to affect you if you've got a mortgage linked to the Bank of England's base rate. There's a lot going on in the news today. It's already complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, or your knee, presumably. But that doesn't matter, because we are here to help. And the way we do that is, of course, by analysing the current affairs using Japanese poetry. Short form oriental verse meets the news. Syllables, they're important. There's 5, 7, and 5. It's very strict. It's the news in haikus.
UK inflation, first time rise in a decade. Great news for sex dolls.
The news in haiku. Right then, it's time to go through the newspapers. Of course, we are going through the newspapers. That's what the radio does, isn't it? But the different and unique spin that we put on it, on this programme, is that we invite a different diversity to go through the papers every single day. It's the Diversity Paper Review. It makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. And today, going through them for us, a European migrant. Hello, Marta.
Hola.
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 Hola. Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas. Patatas bravas. Patatas bravas. So, you're from the Catalonia region, often in the news itself.
Yes. I'm really upset today, though.
Yes.
Because I've gone through all of the newspapers.
There's not
looking
one mentioned.
For Catalonia.
No, there's no mention of it.
Stories, and there's no mention of it.
It has taken a back seat due to Kneegate.
No, I think they've solved it.
No, they haven't.
No, it's not in the papers. I just presume that it's all solved.
If something isn't in the papers anymore, all gone away.
Yes, it's fine now. Yeah.
I don't think that's how the news work, but fair enough.
What is in the paper? I mean, we know some of what's in the papers because it's Julia Hartley Brewer's middle leg area.
All of the front page.
Yeah.
There you go. Good. All of the front pages of the papers, they have Michael Fallon on it.
Yeah. The former defence secretary.
Yes. I've picked out the Sun to talk about this story. Because, you know, we love the Sun.
Yeah, it's a Bible.
And I've got to ask you one question, because I've seen this on loads of papers, and I'm not... This is me being thick and being foreign, but...
Yes. They don't equate, by the way.
Oh, no.
Just
no.
In case you're being... Don't be racist to your own people.
It's just me.
Okay.
Like, personally.
All right.
I'm thick and foreign, but... Fallon, his sword.
Fallon his sword.
That's a pun that I don't get. Can you explain
yes,
it
I
to
can.
Me?
Because of the phrase, when someone resigns yeah. over a scandal or similar incident, they say he's fallen on his sword. Fallen on his sword.
Yes.
Fallon his sword.
Yes.
That's
quite
the,
clever, yeah.
It's not bad.
I know. I thought, this is a pun that I'm not getting. So yeah. does it mean to resign?
Well, yeah, if
you fall on your
yes,
sword,
it's a, it's
you
a, it's
resign.
A, it's a phrase, it's a saying, you fall on... It comes from the Japanese samurai.
Oh,
you know the samurai when they would commit harikari
yes.
with the greatest honor.
Yes.
The samurai and indeed the Japanese ritual of harikari is to literally fall on your own sword,
yes.
i.e. kill yourself.
Yes.
So politically, he's there resigned, and that's where that fall on your sword. That's where it. That's the.
I always thought that phrase come from running with scissors.
Right. Well, it doesn't. And.
Why would it come from that?
Good advice to the person behind Noel Gallagher on Jules yeah. Holland, by the way.
Excellent pop culture reference.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
I don't get that one either.
No, well, you're foreign and thick, so why would you?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway, Michael Fallon's everywhere.
Yes. Well, he's not in the defence office.
But
everywhere else, certainly.
This is another pun that they have in The Sun, pages 4 and 5. I have no defence. Which means two things.
Yeah.
He's got no defence against the allegations,
yeah.
allegedly.
Yeah.
And he has no Secretary of State of Defence anymore.
That's right.
So, hey, so, I thought that one was clever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's very interesting. This could be the beginning of the end, as you were saying earlier.
Well, what is interesting about it is, is Julia Hartley Brewer, our colleague.
Yes.
And I'm still sitting on the chair that her knee has touched. The news knee has touched. Our colleague has been a very staunch Brexiteer.
Yes.
Now, if you take this to its sort of ultimate conclusion, Michael Fallon resigns from government.
Hmm?
If more sleaze and scandal come out about cabinet members, that a lot of more of them could resign. We've seen
yes.
the dossier. Some of them are on there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, if this stuff comes out, more and more, might have to resign, which means eventually Theresa May would have to go because her position would become untenable.
Yep.
A lot of criticism of her. We spoke to Kate Proctor earlier from the Evening Standard. She's saying, well, Theresa May wouldn't necessarily sit on stuff like this. But there is speculation here that Theresa May has been told about sleaze before and not done anything about it. That's what Lisa Nandy wrote in The Times.
Mm-hmm.
So it could ultimately lead to the downfall of the Tory government if you take it to its nth degree.
Yes,
That could mean a general election, which could lead to a second referendum, which could mean that Brexit gets reversed. That's still possible if we had a second referendum, which means that Julia Hartley Brewer, the staunch Brexiteer, could be responsible for reversing Brexit and keeping Britain in the European Union. Wouldn't that be funny?
If this happens,
yeah.
I'll send her a thank you note.
Well,
I'll be like, just, thanks, Julia, for keeping me in this country.
That's what could happen.
I'm
told she only voted for Brexit to get you personally out of it as well.
You know
because
what?
Because she regards you as foreign and thick.
She wouldn't be the only one to have voted for Brexit to kick me out.
She would.
I get that all the time from people in this office.
Fair enough.
Which is probably something I should report, but anyway.
Yeah, never mind.
I think this whole Sexminster thing is not going anywhere.
No.
And I'm really happy because if this is really happening, that I'm not saying it is,
yeah.
but if it is, these people should all be kicked out. They shouldn't
where
be in Westminster, should
where
they?
Where do you draw the line, though, between... because other people are saying, just say the other view, report the other view, because we should. Other people are saying that putting a hand on a knee, for example, that didn't bother Julia. She's written extensively,
yeah.
spoken about this. She said she didn't bother about it. It was, as far as she's concerned, you know, she said, get your hand off and I'll punch you in the face. You know, game over. It's not a thing to her.
Yeah.
She didn't feel harassed.
Yeah.
Right? So she's a bit annoyed that it's been taken that way
yeah.
and it's all sort of exploded in this whole Sexminster thing. Right? But other people are saying, well, it's, you know, putting your hand on the knee like he did and making an inappropriate workplace joke, which have also some people are accused of, is not the same as Harvey Weinstein and what he's done. But the problem is it's all getting conflated together, isn't it?
That's the problem.
And that's not necessarily healthy for anybody, is it? Because is it not just lumping everything together when there should be more nuances to this kind of thing?
You make a very good point, actually.
What do you think? As a woman, workplace, what do you think?
I think, as always, the key word is consent. So if you put that hand on my knee and I'm like, what are you doing, John?
Yeah, don't drag me in. I'm not going to put my hand on your knee.
No, that's fine.
Don't drag my name into it.
No.
Just to say, I'm not going to put my hand on anywhere near you, Martin.
Generic co-worker
yeah.
puts a hand on my knee
yeah.
and I regard it as, oh, what are you doing? And it was just a joke. And I'm not offended.
Yeah.
And it's not making me feel harassed or abused in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
then that's fine. But again, that's very subjective.
Yeah.
I cannot be offended, but somebody else in the same situation or myself in the same situation with somebody else,
yeah,
I would be offended and I would feel like threatened or harassed. So I think it all comes down to, it's very subjective. That's the problem. And it comes down to, are you offended? Do you feel threatened? Do you feel harassed? Same with like workplace jokes. I get them all the time. People make fun of my accent all the time, but that doesn't mean that I'm not offended. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, if
I get bullied. I get height jokes, but I don't regard it as bullying because it's just stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Cornelius has got eyes that look in a different direction, you know, and the hair on his head is more pubic than upstairs.
Yes,
hair.
And I clearly state that I don't like those jokes and feel uncomfortable with them in the workplace.
That's right.
But they still carry
they
on.
They do, don't they? And it's interesting, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
So, yeah. So, you know, sure, but, go to HR. So, you know, it's...
It really depends because... You know, my co-workers at my level, which with whom I like to believe that I get along, they make those kind of jokes. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But if somebody I don't know came from, like a guest, for instance, and made fun of my accents, like in a genuine way...
But this is a slightly different
like,
thing. This is a bullying thing rather than a harassing thing. I mean, it is a form of harassment. That's fair enough.
Yes.
But the sexual harassment, which is what everyone's talking about, is are we in danger of saying, all right, people are saying the word witch hunt, but are we in danger of going, all right, you made a, you know, there's a line, I think, a grey area, certainly, between a Harvey Weinstein level of deliberate manipulation and abuse of power and clumsy flirtation by idiot in office.
Yes.
Do you know, but they're getting put together. And I think there's a danger there.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I completely agree with you, John. And I think that if we need to make distinctions between someone clumsily flirting with someone or trying to get
like sending
with
a text or something, I don't know.
Yeah, you're sending a text. Well, if you're not interested, from my point of view, then if just, I get a text that it's unsolicited and I'm not interested, I'll either say to the person, look, I'm not interested, or just ignore it.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's
but now it's all getting put into the same. It's gonna go. This will not be the last time we speak about it, Martin.
Oh no, probably not.
But as you say, pay per view. That's all the papers are really full of today.
Mm.
They have discovered a new chamber in one of the pyramids. By the way, I'm quite excited by this.
Really?
Yes, but we haven't got time to discuss it now. But I am, for the record, quite excited by the fact that a new void space has been discovered in the Great Pyramid.
That's cool.
Which has never been found before, because I like all that kind
of stuff. Airbnb potential.
Well.
Storage unit.
Anyway, thank you, Marta, for coming in.
Thank you.
We don't think you're foreign and thick, by the way.
Well, we
welcome you,
thank you
to this country.
Thank you.
I mean, it's hard to tell with your thick accent.
Yeah, it really is, to be honest with you. You could be two short planks.
See? I'm not offended.
Two short planks or a genius. It's hard to tell. We don't understand a word of what you're saying, to be honest. Anyway.
I hate you.
I know. Thank you, Marta. Thank you very much.
But that's bravas.
All right, then. In the next bit of the programme, we will be joined by none other than Ross Kemp.
Yes.
I know! I'm very excited about this. I've never met him before, and I kind of always wanted to. Ross Kemp on the programme with us in the next hour. We'll also be talking the interest rates rise, the big debates at 3, and we've got a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio, Zombie Edition, later as well. Many things to come on the programme. Headline hijack, though. Somebody's got to get a made-up news story in the forthcoming bulletin to confuse those people not paying attention to this bit. Cornelius, give me a name.
It's Liam.
Where's Liam from?
He's from, sorry, let me just check.
Yeah.
South Lanarkshire in Scotland.
Right, Liam in South Lanarkshire in Scotland. You have your made-up news story in Victoria's News, which is coming next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Drive a new Jeep Renegade right now and fuel your adventures wherever they take you. With £1,000 of free fuel plus £2,000 deposit contribution available on a Jeep Renegade. Find out more now at jeep.co.uk.
PCP sales until December 31st, 2017. Representative 4.2% APR. Minimum 14% customer deposit. 10,000 miles per annum subject to status. Jeep Financial Services. Free fuel T's and C's at jeepfuelyouradventure.co.uk.
Dave?
Yeah?
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot, but then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So, it's hello, Wren, and goodbye.
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
18 plus, begamblerware.org.
Introducing the new sports betting experience at Mr. Green, including new site layout, navigation and stats on the big events. Experience it for yourself by joining Mr. Green Sports today. Looking for a bet? Ask for Mr. Green. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. You can bet your dollar
count on Mr. Green. Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent, comfort for your home.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europe Car's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way. Europe Car Deliver and Collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Find out more at europecar.co.uk. Europe Car. Moving your way.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At just after two, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, interest rates increase, Fallon's replacement and Spacey is getting treatment.
Talk Radio.
The base rate of interest has risen for the first time in 10 years. The Bank of England has increased it from 0.25% to 0.5%. It'll be welcomed by savers whose rates have been at record lows, but borrowers and homeowners with variable mortgages may have to pay more. Liberal Democrat leader Sir Vince Cable says it's likely to lead a change in people's behaviour if it rises further.
Some companies are very, very highly leveraged, and in a higher interest rate environment, they're going to suffer serious distress. I get a sense that that message is already beginning to be heard. There is some indication that consumer debt isn't rising so rapidly now.
Former Chief Whip Gavin Williamson has been promoted to Defence Secretary after Sir Michael Fallon's shock resignation. He quit last night saying his past behaviour fell short of the standards expected by the military. It emerged earlier this week Sir Michael had to apologise to Talk Radio presenter Julia Hartley Brewer after making an unwanted advance in 2002. Tory MP Nadine Dorries has told Talk Radio he'll be missed from the Cabinet.
He's a good man, he's a good operator for the Conservative Party. He's always been known as unflappable. He's the man who's when Ed Miliband and we had the leadership competition over. I mean, he was the guy who went with the comment about Ed Miliband stabbing his brother in the back, which got huge political traction for us. He is a huge operator and he's going to be a massive loss to the Conservative Party.
An armed group in Libya says it won't let the brother of the Manchester Arena suicide bomber to be extradited to Britain. Police want to talk to Hashim Abedi after his younger sibling, Salman, blew himself up in a May in concert, killing 22 people. Kevin Spacey's publicist says the actor is seeking treatment following claims he sexually harassed a 14-year-old 30 years ago. The star says he can't remember the incident and he's sorry if it did happen. And police in Ohio are looking for a man who pulled out a gun at a McDonald's drive-thru. It happened yesterday after he was told they were out of Egg McMuffins.
What?
A man wanted an Egg McMuffin, but they didn't have any, so he got his gun out.
Right, that's like that film Falling Down with Michael Douglas. Do you remember that?
No, never heard of it.
Okay, well, Google it, because that's basically the plot of that. Anyway, Victoria, thank you very much indeed. Victoria's got the weather now.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it is.
Dry, sunny and chilly for most, but the odd spot of rain and cloud across England and Wales. Highs are 13 degrees.
And now here's
Pete Abbott
with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Pete Abbott. Everton chased their first win under caretaker manager David Unsworth at the third time of asking this evening. They're away at Lyon in the Europa League. With just 1 point from three group matches, it looks unlikely that Everton will reach the knockout stage. There's live commentary on tonight's game on our sister station TalkSport from 6. Elsewhere tonight, Arsenal know a win over Red Star Belgrade will take them through to the knockout stages. Harry Kane believes Tottenham can win the Champions League after they blew away holders Real Madrid 3-1 last night. Dele Alli's double and a second-half goal from Christian Eriksen put the European champions out of sight as Spurs seal progress to the last 16. In cricket, Stephen Finn and Moeen Ali will both miss England's first Ashes warm-up matches after injury scares. Both will have scans tomorrow. And Eddie Jones admits England can have no excuses if they fail to mount a meaningful World Cup challenge after being given the perfect draw for Japan 2019. England will kick off their campaign against Tonga and are joined in Pool C by France and Argentina. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a pie-making company is going to attempt to launch their new Christmas pie across the entire length of the UK using a large catapult, which is currently stationed on the Isle of Wight. People are being told to look at the sky at around 4 p.m. to try and get a glimpse of the pie in the sky.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news. And Pete Abbott, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
None other than Ross Kemp joining us very shortly on the programme. Before that, though, interest rates. Then a short sentence that makes you lose interest in it even before I've got to the end of saying it. Interest rates rise again. As I even say that, your interest rate in the whole subject of interest rate rises is 100% likely to fall, isn't it? Given that it's quite a dull area of discussion. But today, the Bank of England raised interest rates for the first time in a decade. It was back in July 2007 that we last saw an interest rate rise due to the credit crunch. Back then, all we had to worry about was the collapse of the economy rather than Julia Hartley Brewer's knee. Interest rates have apologised this afternoon, saying that the incident of them rising was over 10 years ago and it can't remember it happening. But if it did, they were obviously drunk and are sorry for any homeowners or savers that they made feel uncomfortable at the time. But it was a different era. But can the subject of rising interest rates be made interesting in any way at all? Well, we're going to give it our best shot because our very own Alex Dibble, who is always interesting.
Dibble.
Is down at the Bank of England. Hello, Alex Dibble.
What a challenge you've just set me there, John.
I have, haven't I? Yeah. And are you going to step up? Like, are you going to rise to that challenge? Like, the interest rates have risen?
I certainly hope so.
Good. So, first question, of course, is why is it necessary to be standing outside the Bank of England to report on this when you could have just done it from here?
That's a very good question. The reason why it's necessary is that I was digesting, yeah, that's the right word, the entire monetary report from 10 o'clock this morning. And that took more than 2 hours, and no, I didn't finish it. And then I went into the press conference with the Bank of England Governor Mark Carney,
yeah,
and you can't do either of those things from the studio at Talk Radio.
And that is an excellent answer that covered all of the points I made. So interest rates rising. So this was, let's get the facts out of the way, that 10 years ago was the last time this has happened. Now, they were at 0.25, we've gone up to 0.5, so in effect, what does that mean for people, savers and homeowners?
All right, so savers, if you don't own a home but you've got your money in the bank, let's say you've got £10,000 in your bank account, that will mean you earn a whopping, wait for it, 25 quid a year.
Unbelievable.
More.
That, I mean, that for many people is, you know, such good news, isn't it? I mean, how, you know, it's almost changed the game of how we live.
It has indeed. And if you're a mortgage holder, a homeowner, and if you are one of the slap bang average mortgage holders in the UK, which still owes £89,000 to your bank, your monthly repayments,
yep,
will go up by about £11, £12, £13.
Right, so you could be sort of 11 quid better off if you happen to have 10 grand in the bank and a mortgage of £89,000.
That's very good maths. Well done. Yes.
Thank you. Well, this is what I'm here for. So, what spectacular news! I mean, how generous of the Bank of England, the government, to give the average person who's got 10 grand in the bank and an £89,000 mortgage £11 a year extra. I mean, and they say the government don't do enough, don't they? And that's ridiculous.
Well, yes, 0.25%. It's not the biggest increase, but of course, this is all about inflation, John. Because you know now, when you go into a shop, things cost more than they used to.
Yeah.
You've experienced this, right?
Yeah, I have, Alex. You're absolutely right. Yeah, I've seen
that's called inflation.
Yeah.
That's what that's called.
Right.
And what this is meant to do by raising interest rates is that people have less money to spend on stuff because they're paying more mortgage repayments and they're saving money instead of spending it. So they go out and buy less stuff and then the price of stuff doesn't go up. So inflation stops happening.
Yes. And I'm confused already. Is that a good or a bad thing?
Well, it's a good thing because inflation has been going up a bit too high for the Bank of England's liking recently, because they've got a target set by the government to keep inflation at 2%, right? And last month, it went up by 3%. So it's a lot higher. And in the last few years, they've said, yeah, we know we're missing the target. We know we're not doing what we're meant to be doing by keeping it at 2%. But the payoff is that more and more people are getting into work, getting more jobs, because the interest rates are so low.
Right.
And therefore, the net gain for the UK is better if we do this, even though we're missing our target.
Right.
But now, because so many people have got into work, because unemployment's at a 42-year low,
yes,
there aren't enough people who are still looking for work to make it worth it to keep interest rates so low to try and get more people into work. So they're saying the best thing to do is increase interest rates, get inflation down, because there's no point in us continuing to do what we were doing before.
Right. I'm going to be honest with you. You gave it your best shot there of making it interesting. And it started off that way. But by the end of it, I think we were all a bit bored of it.
Is there a busker in the background there?
No, it's the Royal British Legion trying to raise money for the poppy appeal.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Now you've brought it full circle. Now it's interesting again. So that worked.
That was my best ever effort.
By standing in front of some music from the Royal British Legion, you've made interest rates interesting, Alex.
Oh, that's fantastic news, John. Fantastic news. Great. Do you want to play a little game?
We don't have time.
Not really, Alex, unless it's really quick.
Okay. So, I will be quick, don't worry.
Go on, then.
If you had an extra £100 in the bank account,
wow,
how much more of that would you just go out and spend?
Well, if I had an extra £100 in my bank account, that would bring me almost within the area of not being charged for my overdraft. So I wouldn't spend it.
So you wouldn't spend it at all?
No, because I'd rather it stayed there to fix that.
Con, what about you?
I'd spend all of it. I'd spend all of it. Yeah, buy myself something nice.
Both of you are at the wild extremes of the UK average.
Yeah.
Because if an average UK person had an extra £100, they'd only spend another £10.
Right.
Which is why people are increasing interest rates.
I'll be honest, you should have stopped at the Royal British Legion music thing. That was where it was interesting. That's where he peaked for me.
All right.
Alex Dibble talking to us from outside a musical Bank of England, trying to make interest rates interesting and failing. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. Ross Kemp joins us next.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
At TalkTalk, we're tearing up the rule book. We've decided to bring our Black Friday sale forward to, well, now. Don't miss out on over 25% off our unlimited fast broadband. Only available for a limited time. It's just £19.95 a month, including line rental, with no setup fee. You'll save an unbelievable £268 versus BT over 18 months. Don't wait for Black Friday. In fact, with our totally unlimited fast broadband, you don't have to wait at all.
Hurry, sale ends today. Search TalkTalk Black Friday now. Contract and conditions apply. TalkTalk for everyone.
Autoglass repair, Autoglass replace.
Chris, technician at Autoglass.
This time of year makes me want to stay in and hibernate, but some things won't wait till spring. My last customer at Autoglass had a chip on his windscreen, but just ignored it. Then, on a cold, wet day, crack. He booked online and I replaced his screen at his house, but then he had to pay his expensive insurance excess, the last thing he needed at this time of year. If he had contacted us when he first saw the chip, I could have repaired it instead, quickly and conveniently. At Autoglass, we work around you and your plans, and come to you to do the work. Booking an appointment online is quick and easy. Plus, most insurance companies recommend us, and we'll deal with them on your behalf. So visit autoglass.co.uk to book online. Chips won't wait till spring to crack, so it's a good thing Autoglass doesn't hibernate. We're here 24/7.
So don't let it crack. Book online at autoglass.co.uk today.
Autoglass repair. Autoglass replace.
Why shop at TK Maxx? Well, funny you should ask, because every day this November there are big brand flash events in store and online. So there are even more gorgeous accessories, designer clothes and...
Slap my bum and call me Sally. These shoes were made for me.
Shoes. So glad you asked. TK Maxx big brand flash events. Bargains that won't hang around.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Yorkshire, the southbound carriage road, the M1, remains closed between junctions 31 and 30 following an accident earlier this morning. That's causing congestion back to junction 32. The northbound M1 in Derbyshire has a lane out due to a breakdown, causing some slow traffic between junctions 28 and 29. And in Cheshire, the southbound side of the M6, very slow after a breakdown earlier on at junction 17 for Sandbach and the roadworks, although all lanes in that area are now back open. I'm David Moore.
Hi, I'm Bowhead Whale and I'm 170 years old, which means my eyesight's not quite what it was, so I need glasses, and that's fine, except I use my head to break through ice. Which, aside from giving me a colossal headache, means my glasses get smashed to pieces and the dolphins laugh at me. They think they're so clever. I can't believe anyone wants to swim with them. Yuck.
Time to try varifocal contact lenses. Pop into Specsavers for a free trial. Current prescription required, subject to suitability and availability. See in store for conditions.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio and it's just coming up to a time. And the time that it's coming up to is time to bring you some hot guest action. I promised it to you. As ever, I deliver. That's right, it's today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. And it's Ross Kemp, no less.
Good afternoon,
Ross Kemp. How are you?
I'm good, yep. Yeah, started always, early.
Start early. You've been doing this promotion large. I always honest about it because the listeners aren't stupid and they of know course. You haven't just popped in for a chat. We know there's a reason for you to be here. We're very pleased that you're here. But it's the fact
to point out that I've got a documentary going out at exactly 9 o'clock on ITV tonight.
There it is. Yeah. And this is a prison based documentary.
Yeah, in the UK, which is not that easy to get access to.
Yeah.
I've made a number of documentaries in prisons around the world, but this is the first time I've ever made one in the United Kingdom.
Yeah. And is that simply you've tried before, presumably? And it is a question of access.
It is a question of access.
So why don't they let you in?
Well, you'll have to ask them that question. But, you know, look, we know that presently our prisons are facing a bit of a crisis. There's been a number of riots in England. In Scotland, less so. But they had some pretty full-on riots in the 80s. And they learned a lot of lessons from those riots. And I think they were quite happy to allow us in to see how they run their prisons.
Yeah.
And the most important thing about a prison is that it, as it was pointed out to me by Mick Stoney, the governor of Barlinnie, is that it has to operate with the goodwill of the inmates. You have to have a relative bit of give and take between the prison authorities and the inmates.
Right.
Otherwise, they just don't work. And I think that may have been lost in certain prisons in England. I think it's still there presently. I think the smoking ban that's already come into force in some prisons in England has caused a number of issues. It hasn't happened in Scotland yet, so they're yet to get over that hurdle. I also think that the amount of MPS's new psychoactive drugs that are coming into prison are causing substances that are causing a lot of issues.
Yeah. And on that, in terms of this, because that you're absolutely right, that's one of the things people talk about, isn't it, is the availability of drugs in prisons now.
And it's just surprising. It's the ingenuity that I saw. If only that could be applied elsewhere, then maybe some of those people wouldn't actually be inside.
Yeah, if they channeled that ingenuity.
Absolutely. I mean, they can be thrown in by the use of those things, those kind of boomerang things you can throw a tennis ball.
Yeah.
Well, inside that, you can have 600 Valium pills, right, that will go for £5 a shot, five times more.
You've got to be pretty on target, though, to get that. Or is it just over the fence?
No. You can watch people practicing. If you see someone doing that without any dog around, they're not doing it for a hobby, right? Valium soaked in underpants and socks, dried out, then sent in, and then you put boiling water on it and you can turn it into a tea and sell it. MPS sprayed, so the stuff that you'd normally spray on a herb and you'd see as, I don't know, black mamba or a spice, you just spray that same liquid, which is synthetic THC, onto a letter, post it, send it in, you cut the letter up into postage stamp squares and you sell it for £5 a shot, and people roll it, put it in the cigarette, smoke it, can't be seen. The only issue with that is that if your particular piece of paper has 6 squirts on it rather than half a squirt, then you could flatline.
Yeah. And you're not going to tell till you do.
You're not going to work it out until you're under the influence.
So do the authorities keep up with this kind of stuff? Because do they screen?
It's cat and dog. It's continuously playing catch up, and they do a pretty good job. But when you're going to make that kind of money, and there's such a demand for it, five times the street value, and an audience that's not going anywhere, then drugs are always going to get into prisons.
How did you find it? What did you have to go through? Because we know you've now have documentaries, and by the way, out of all of the people ever that to sort of slightly change career in a spectacular way, you've nailed it. You went from EastEnders and then now BAFTA winning documentaries and so on and so forth. It's been incredibly
bit of a fluke success, but it's happened.
That's how it works.
Yeah, it wasn't done on purpose.
But in terms of how you are now received when you go into prison, so obviously being filmed in prison, you're sort of in a cell, you're all this kind of stuff. How do people respond to you? How do prisoners respond to you going, okay, it's Ross Kemp off of the documentaries now?
I have a great thanks not only to SBS and to all the staff at Barlinnie, but also to the inmates. They could have been very, very difficult. A few people weren't happy about us being there, understandably, and they made that clear to us. But in the main, I think they want the story out there. They want people to know what it's like for them.
Was it vetted?
And that's sort of my job. And that's, as long as you don't start taking sides, which I've always attempted not to, then, more people will come. More people will allow you in, So I think it's a pretty fair documentary. I went in as a prisoner, got, asked to strip, which I did, given a number. People were shouting, Ross Kemp's walking the green mail from as I was walking down there. And it quite an atmospheric place, particularly E-Hall, which is where the sex offenders are kept. And being in there at night, even after they were locked up, it's got a totally different vibe, dare I use that word, to the other halls.
Right.
Smells different, sounds different.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And I interviewed...
Well, presumably you weren't expecting that, though. That's
it was. They were all built at exactly the same time. They're 135 years old.
Yeah.
And interestingly, the inmates prefer, even though they don't get to shower regularly as they like to, they prefer the fact that it is a regimented regime more so than some of the other prisons that have a bit more of a freedom of association, because that stresses people out. It stresses out the prisoners because they could bump into someone that they've got a grievance with outside of that prison.
Yeah.
And anyway, or you could just form arguments with people inside prison.
Yeah.
So you're looking over your back more. And also, that's the biggest strain on the prison officers.
So I
know why people actually, berate the fact that prisons are sometimes locked up for longer periods. They know that once they're locked up inside that cell, they're relatively safe. It's when you're wandering around that prison, when you're on the way to recreation or to the exercise hall or to get your food, that's when you're vulnerable.
How did you feel being locked up, as you said, and sort of assuming the role of a prisoner, essentially? But you are safe in the knowledge that, of course, you're going to walk out of
absolutely
there and everything else. So
absolutely.
How do you manage to empathise with them when you're obviously trying to,
that's
but it's
my job, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't get locked in every night. I got locked in for a period of time and was let out that night because of the union did not want me in there overnight. And anyway, once you're locked in, there's not much happening, really. The empathy with the prisoners, without a doubt. I particularly, this thing that we send people to prison now you know, we've doubled the prison size in 25 years, and that's because a lot of people get these very short sentences. You're not going to rehabilitate someone in that time. I don't think you're even going to punish them in that time. And we have to ask the question, what are those sentences really achieving? And couldn't the money be spent better elsewhere? There was one guy, we shot him from the back of the head because we had a pretty good idea that he'd be back in prison by the time we went to where. And
right.
Guess what?
He is.
He's back in prison. And he couldn't even remember how many times he'd been sent to prison. But in the 7 months that he was in prison, he cost a taxpayer £21,000. And that's more than a prison officer gets paid as a starting, you know, okay. as a young prison officer. And you consider what they're doing now. You know, we have an aging population across the country, and that applies to what's happening in prisons.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think the oldest prisoner in Barlinnie is 87 years old and needs constant care and attention. Now, carers do come in, but we're also asking those prison officers to be psychiatric nurse, carer, and prison officer at the same time. And I don't think, you know, that we appreciate, I don't think you can appreciate what they go through unless you actually go into one of those prisons.
Yeah. Let's also talk about the other stuff you've done as well, because, you know, because the dangerous places you have put yourself in over the years. And you say it happened by fluke, but when you're deciding where to go, be it Afghanistan, you know, you meet the Taliban or whatever it might be, mm-hmm. you know, has there ever been a time when you sort of go, yeah, I'm not doing that one? Or do you just sort of go, yep,
well,
I can throw myself?
Well, I didn't think we could get into Libya. And to go down to the south, which is what we did with the film about migration. And we managed to get into Libya and to get down south where they still fly Gaddafi's flag. And it came on top there. We were held in a room with armed guards outside us. We couldn't work out whether they were there to protect us or just to keep us there and whether we were going to be sold on or not. And 12 hours is a long time to consider your future.
Yeah. You have fixers, you have...
We have fixers security on the ground. We don't have security.
Okay.
No, we never had security. As a security advisor in Libya and Syria and a security advisor in Iraq. However, particularly when we're out with the army, you know, or with the Marines... You don't have security then.
No,
and if you're making programs about gangs, the last thing you want is some bloke, you know, with tennis balls under his arms who looks like he's carrying, because that's just confrontational.
Yeah.
You know, the fixer on the ground is the person that you need. Someone who lives there, a local journalist, someone who works for an NGO that has built up a relationship with the people that you're trying to get to. You know, and what our job is to go there to find out what's going on and leave it in exactly the same place that it was when we arrived. But hopefully... being able to inform people about what happens in that particular country or in that particular environment.
Yeah. And where's next in terms of, you know, because once you go to these extreme places, and I'll put prison in there as well, you know, where do you go next? Because do you have to up the ante? Do you feel a...
I don't think so. So long as there's interest, as long as I've got a passion for it, and I think that's the most important thing. If you've got a passion for something, then I think it will always come through.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you watch tonight, you can tell that. I mean, I was totally engaged by it. And it's an interesting thing, prison. Yeah. It's a concept. You know, really, prisons were places where we help people before we punished them, historically. You know, you either got put on a boat maybe to the other side of the world, or you got put in the stocks, or you got hung.
Yeah.
You know, long-term sentencing really is a new form of punishment, depriving people of their liberty, although you went to the workhouse to pay off your debts. So we've got to really work out what prisons are for. Are they to reform? Are they to punish? Are they just to put the people that we don't like out of the way for a period of time? And all you're doing is just putting a problem on hold. You're not solving it.
Did you get a sense of what the answer might be?
I do think that short-term sentencing definitely doesn't work. And but also at the same time, we have to be very careful about who we release from prison, because there were some people there that I gave me grave concern as to the fact that they would be getting out pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, before you go, because we're running out of time, I must tell you and commend you on Ultimate Force.
Thank you very
because
much.
When Ultimate Force with Ross Kemp, as I like to call it, came out, this was the where you played an SAS captain.
Sergeant.
Sergeant, I beg your pardon.
Hello, Garvey.
Yeah, that's it. Was one of my, remains one of my favourite.
Thank you very
much. I
have
the box set, Ross Kemp.
Do you really?
I
man?
Do.
Thank you very much. I didn't get it. It was a buyout, so I never saw a copper coin. But I'm glad you've got it.
I have.
Have you still got a DVD player though? Because you need a DVD player to play on, don't you?
I have a feeling I had it on VHS. I have a feeling VHS was still
showing our ages, aren't we?
I think. Hey kids, that was a kind of tape. Don't worry about it, kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that I used to love that.
Thank you very much, and I enjoyed making it very much.
Can you please remake it? I missed that.
Do you know what?
Come on.
The idea of pretending to be Shotter rather than really being Shotter actually appeals quite now. Quite a lot.
Listen, it's been great to have you in. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
In. So, Ross Kemp behind bars, yep. Should you wish to witness that,
yep.
It's tonight on ITV. Yep. 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
Ross Kemp, thank you very much for coming in. In the next bit of the programme, our work experience will be here to review stuff for us. We tell them it's a leg up into the industry. That is an actual lie. It's just that we don't have to pay them, and that's the only reason we do it. It's exactly 2:30. Victoria Bourne is here with the very latest news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
The base rate of interest has been increased for the first time in 10 years. The figure, which is used to set mortgages and saving accounts, has risen from 0.25% to 0.5%. It's thought the increasing cost of living and sluggish pay rises are behind the Bank of England's decision. Economist Ben Kumar has told Talk Radio we shouldn't be too worried, though.
Well, for anyone on a fixed rate mortgage, you fixed it, you're fine. So you're worried mostly about the time that you're going to come to refinance. Now, the indication is from all of the people on the Monetary Policy Committee that, you know, they're not expecting to start a rate rising cycle. They were just getting back to, you know, the what we've called the new normal since the global financial crisis.
Downing Street has confirmed Gavin Williamson as the new Defence Secretary. He's replacing Sir Michael Fallon, who resigned, saying his conduct fell short of the standards expected by the military as the harassment scandal continues across Westminster. Earlier this week, it emerged he'd apologised for putting his hand on Talk Radio's Julia Hartley Brewer's knee 15 years ago. Spain's state prosecutor has asked a judge to jail Catalonia's leaders while an investigation takes place into last month's illegal referendum. The region's disputed leader, Carlos Puigdemont, is currently in Belgium and could now face a European arrest warrant. A survey has found more 11 to 15-year-olds in England have taken drugs than have smoked a cigarette. NHS Digital spoke to more than 17,000 pupils, and a quarter of them said they'd tried drugs at least once. And it's reported Brighton City Council has renewed Uber's operating licence for 6 months. The council's done it while it monitors the outcome of a decision by London to strip the private hire app of its licence. The weather dry and sunny and chilly for most. The odd spot of rain and cloud across England and Wales with highs of 13 degrees. There's more news in around half an hour.
How about this for a celebrity studio today? Ross Kemp off of EastEnders and Ross Kemp on Gangs and now in prison, and Julia Hartley Brewer's knee from the news. This studio has seen it all today.
Wow.
And not only that, Cornelius is here.
Mm.
And he...
The one, the only...
Well, no, there's other Cornelia.
Cornelius
Lysett from Radio 5. Cornelius the Ape from Planet of the Apes. Russell Brand's dog. There's a lot of Cornelia.
It's not called Cornelius.
Yes, it is.
That's called Bear.
It's called Cornelius. So the...
It's definitely called Bear.
So, listen, he is from... Where are you from?
Beckenham.
And how famous are you in Beckenham?
Ah, oh, pretty much the one. It's me and Kate Lawler at the moment.
There you go.
She's more well known than you are.
Yeah, but
also in this building.
But hang on, is she hosting Beckenham's firework display this weekend
for the second year in a row?
I didn't know you were doing it again.
Yeah, of course.
I asked you, and you were like, "Nah, mate." A few weeks ago, so maybe you were a last-minute choice.
Kate turned it down. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's not.
As did everyone else who lives in Beckenham.
Let's not start these rumours.
So anyway, details coming up on the show, by the way, of Cornelius. Because
you can come down and see me.
We're going to need your help because Cornelius needs material.
Does he get to speak?
Yes.
Oh.
What do you think hosting it means?
Yeah. I didn't know if they just pressed a button.
They basically, like, I tell you what, like in
Edenbridge. I turn up with a box of matches going, can I go now?
Like in Edenbridge, where they are throwing an effigy of Harvey Weinstein on the bonfire.
No.
Eventually, they're throwing Cornelius on a fire.
What bad things have you done?
Nothing. Wow. Nothing. And they're not obviously doing that.
So that's what they're doing.
He denies the allegations.
They all do.
Come on!
So
it's a family event.
Details on the way of Cornelius's weekend burning experience coming up. Victoria's here, though. She's going to have bonus news in an hour's time. It's going to be vegetable news, isn't it, Victoria? We look forward to that.
I've actually started researching it.
Well, I didn't ask because you normally don't.
I've got a topical person and they're vegetable-related.
Is it Julia Hartley Brewer's knees?
No, but it's kind of related to that.
Oh, right.
Okay, yeah. It's an offshoot.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and also worrying. A celebrity as well.
Celebrity news-based veg news. We look forward to it in around an hour's time, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay.
On the way, work experience, punditry. The big debate is at 3 o'clock, and our quiz game for this very Thursday afternoon: Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare Zombie Edition on the radio before 4 o'clock. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we are talking. Today we are talking geeky, gadgety stuff in the Work Experience Punditry Review. Here's how it works. The Work Experience gets dragged into the studio away from the drudgery of the office and asked to review stuff at microphone point. The reason? Well, of course, we've told them it gives them a leg up into the industry. The reality? They're free and we don't have to pay them. Katie's with us today. Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hello.
Hi there. Good. So you, yeah. So this is a week's worth. We do music, as you know. We do film. We do TV. We do hipster nonsense. But Thursdays is always geeky, gadgety crap that none of us need in our lives, but is a little bit desirable to geeky people. Is that that's fair to say? Isn't it?
I think that's fair.
So let's start with one. I mean, what have you found?
Well, there's been a lot of robot news this week, and it's a bit controversial.
Oh.
So basically, in Saudi Arabia, they've made a robot a citizen, and she's female. So her name's Safir, and she was given citizenship in front of hundreds of delegates out there, and people aren't happy because they're saying she has more rights than women in Saudi Arabia.
So a robot has more rights?
Yeah, because she's not covering her head. She doesn't have to follow the guardianship rules where she has to have a male accompany her. And there was a woman
presumably
as well.
Presumably she has to have a male with a remote control or something.
Well, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. You've tripped me off already.
Well, she might be autonomous.
I'm just guessing. Yeah, she could have AI.
Yeah. So, well, she's probably got two.
Good point.
Not just at eye, but two eyes. Yeah. Anyway, so, but what is the robot for?
Well, that's not really been clear. She was just speaking. It was a future investment initiative. And she was just speaking there about rights and how excited she was to be the first robot citizen. But I don't actually know what her role is, which is also quite problematic.
Just presumably to annoy the women of Saudi Arabia.
It seems that. I feel like they're doing all that they can to drive them up the wall a little bit at the moment.
Well, women aren't allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia.
Well, you're they're getting right.
But
true.
That changed recently, didn't it?
Yeah,
but it hasn't come in
ago.
Yet. But that is a fair point. So so maybe though, because it's allowed to do different things that women aren't, as we've just been hearing, maybe it is allowed to drive women up the wall or anywhere they want to go. So maybe that's a thing.
But there's also been more robot news talking about whether robot lawyers are going to overtake. So basically last month there was a competition and there were 100 lawyers and they were put up against this artificial intelligence program. They were all given facts about PPI mis-selling cases.
Right. And is this in Saudi Arabia?
No, sorry. In the UK.
We're
home soil.
All right.
And they had to predict whether they'd get a claim for their PPI and the artificial intelligence was accurate at 86.6%, whereas the lawyers only got 66.3%.
I mean, given the technology to hand here, I'm slightly concerned they are, you know, the future awaits.
Yes.
You know, robots could be made to do many things. The fact they've concentrated their energies on PPI. Working out PPI.
Which famously has a deadline as well.
Yes, so. It's slightly disappointing to me. I mean, you know, when Arthur C. Clarke envisaged the future. Ditto, Philip Dick, you know, the Blade Runner.
Yeah.
You know, When he envisaged the... Don't dump that, it's his name. When he envisaged the future, of, he wrote Blade Runner and Replicants, and the book was called Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Yes, but do they dream of PPI insurance? I don't think that is the question.
Well, maybe there's a film in that. Maybe we just haven't touched it
yet. I mean,
yet.
That would be a boring a film, wouldn't it? If just some... if the next Blade Runner film is basically based on PPI claims. I don't think it's going
to
be that.
What if these robots turn to evil as well? They'll be fully like lawyers. Am I right?
Hello? Is he right, eh?
Sorry, guys, my divorce isn't going too well at the moment.
Yeah, you're not getting divorced. You just got dumped. So.
Yeah, all right.
Just saying. Would you like a sex robot? Because they make those as well. They do make those now. We could get you one of those if you want.
Well, just on that, this is a technology thing, very, very loosely.
Oh, yeah.
This morning, I found myself on the train just feeling a bit downer than normal. Yeah. And I was listening to the Spotify Throwback Thursday playlist, which I listen to every week, Thursday, because it's quite different. And there's always a theme, and I didn't even sort of go to look at this theme. And I sort of half an hour after leaving this, I was just like, I'm really sad. There's a breakup playlist. I would not have listened to that.
Had you known it was...
Yeah.
Oh, I am going to get you a sex robot. I
think that's
fair
enough.
You. It's the least I could do.
She can't leave me.
And she can solve any PPI issues. Yeah. I mean, two in one.
There you go. So look at that.
You're sorted.
When you're finished, could you... I've got a PPI issue. I could do with it. Anyway, Katie, thank you. Stay with us, of course. There's more on the way, I know. Give us a little hint as to what tech crap we're going to be talking about.
We've got some stuff about graphene tattoos that might help with your health.
Right.
And then there's been some drama over the hamburger emoji. So we're talking about that.
There we go. On the way with Katie, our work experience next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
It's a word that describes not giving up.
Like you never give up.
Well, you never give up, you never stop trying until the end.
If you don't have resilience, you're not going to learn anything hard.
And
hard stuff is important, so you're not going to learn anything important.
True.
Premier League is helping to inspire primary school kids in everything from sport to resilience. Search Premier League Primary Stars to get your school involved.
Alice has just got herself the cap and track tariff from Eon, so she's got one less thing to think about.
Lovely.
Her energy costs are capped below the average market price. And if the market price goes down, hers will too.
Oh, that's the stuff.
Give yourself one less thing to think about. Discover the right Eon tariff for you today. Search Eon Energy now.
Residential customers only. Prices reviewed quarterly and based on Ofgem typical domestic consumption at medium use. Eligibility criteria apply.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm energy boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Alarms are there to keep us safe, and level crossings are no different. If you jump the flashing red light or try to weave around the barriers, you're not only breaking the law, you're putting your life at serious risk. Even if you're dying to get somewhere, it's not worth dying for. Always stop on amber at level crossings, or you're on dangerous ground. Watch Worth the Risk, our virtual reality film at youtube.com/networkrail, or download the Network Rail Level Crossings app.
Drive a new Jeep Renegade right now and fuel your adventures wherever they take you. With £1,000 of free fuel plus £2,000 deposit contribution available on a Jeep Renegade. Find out more now at jeep.co.uk.
PCP sales until December 31st, 2017. Representative 4.2% APR. Minimum 14% customer deposit. 10,000 miles per annum subject to status. Jeep Financial Services. Free fuel T's and C's at jeepfuelyouradventure.co.uk.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Yorkshire, after a lengthy closure, the southbound carriage of the M1 is fully open now between junction 31 at Sheffield and 30 at Worksop. The southbound M6 in Cheshire is slow going through the roadworks at junction 17 for Sandbach, particularly because of an earlier breakdown. We've got queues on the northbound M1 in Derbyshire due to a breakdown which has closed the lane between junctions 28 and 29. And just north of Derby, the northbound A38 has a lane out due to a vehicle fire. I'm David Moore.
Hi, I'm an African elephant and I'm getting on a bit, but hey, I've been grey and wrinkly my whole life. I think I look rather distinguished. My eyesight changing, now that's the tough part, especially when you keep confusing a hippo for your wife. I've tried glasses, but they slipped down my trunk. I just want them to stay put and for my wife to take me back.
Time to try varifocal contact lenses. Pop into Specsavers for a free trial. Current prescription required, subject to suitability and availability. See in store for conditions.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So a very good afternoon to you if you're just joining us. Here we are. You missed Ross Kemp. Ross Kemp from Ultimate Force with Ross Kemp on ITV. Yeah. Other things you might have missed. Things in the news. There's a staff shortage in the NHS. That's in the news. Like that's news. I mean, duh. Yeah. We know that.
There was a staff shortage here a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
We just rolled with it.
Exactly.
Did the station go off there?
No. Did anyone die? Well, what? We glossed over that. But that's fine.
That only added to the problem.
Exactly. There have been federal prosecutors have charged the terrorism charge. This is against that attack suspect with that terrible attack in New York the other day. That's in the news as well. Michael Fallon, the defence secretary, has resigned because of Julia Hartley Brewer's knee. And I'm still sitting on the chair. Julia Hartley Brewer, off of the news, does the show before me here on Talk Radio, and the chair I'm sat in right now has been touched by that knee, which is off of the news. And when I came into the studio to take over to do my show earlier, I saw her knee. Her knee was here. And they say don't meet your heroes, but I did. And that knee was humble.
Gatford has tweeted, suggesting that maybe there should be a bronze statue of J.H. knee placed in... in the studio.
It can only be a matter of time.
Yeah.
For it has brung down a government. Watergate, Profumo, Knee.
J.H. Knee.
These are the scandals that people will be talking about. We'll always remember where we were when Julia Hartley Brewer's knee brought down a government. So, anyway, there's a lot going on in the news, and it's all very complicated, isn't
it? Oh, I can't get my knee around it.
No, well, that's all right, because we're here to help, and the way we help is by having current affairs meet head-on Japanese poetry. It's all in the syllables, you see. Enables it to be explained very clearly. 5-7-5, it's the news in haikus.
Michael Fallon quits. Think we'll put that down as a knee-jerk reaction. The news!
In haikus. Katie's with us today. She's our work experience. She's reviewing for us the geeky, gadgety stuff that has been released this week. Already we have talked Saudi Arabian woman robots that have more rights than actual women in Saudi Arabia. We've talked to robots that can help you with your PPI insurance claim. And, of course, the as from the news sex robots that Cornelius now has an eye on. Having been chucked. So, let's talk more to Katie, because I know we've other technical places to go.
Yes.
Do tell.
Actually,
oh, hang on.
You got the wrong microphone there.
There we go.
Come on, come on, Chloe. Head of the game. Come on, Chloe.
So next, talking about, there's a graphene tattoo that will monitor health. So basically, it's an electronic tattoo.
What? Sorry, what? An electronic tattoo?
But it's very small. It's super thin. You put it on your skin, and they're saying it's like so thin that, like, if your skin wrinkles, it will wrinkle with it, and it would be quite discreet.
Like a normal tattoo, then?
Yeah, kind of, but electronic at the same time.
Okay. So, sorry, is it an actual tattoo, or is it something you glue on?
Well, they're, like, putting it on with water. I think kind of like a temporary tattoo.
Right.
And then you can have it on for however long that you're going to need it.
Peels off after a couple of days.
Most probably, and doesn't look very cool.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Oh. Because it's going to be able to pick up voltages, so, like, from your brain, heart and muscles, and then they're saying it will be able to register it. Whether it will actually be able to monitor it, they're kind of in the process of working on it. But yeah.
Can you get it in any pattern, like a tattoo? Can you choose what a graphene tattoo?
I feel like they should do that.
Can you have a bulldog or an anchor?
Or a name you're going to regret.
Yeah.
A date. The date that you got it.
That sort of thing.
Oh, so much potential. But they're waiting until the cost of graphene falls, and then they're going to, like, invest in it a bit more for medical use.
Yeah.
But I feel,
Well, I think it's quite good. I mean, it's slightly scary that you're constantly being monitored, but I suppose for health reasons.
I
presume you operate it with a smartphone? Or you've got it feeds back to an app or something.
Yeah, I presume so. I think that they were looking at having an app, kind of like a Fitbit or equivalent of that, and then you're just going to be able to track it. So then at the same time, I'm kind of like, why not just have a Fitbit? But I presume it will go into more detail.
Can you put it anywhere? Can you choose where to have the tattoo, like
most
with the tattoo?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you could have it in an intimate area.
Yeah.
I'm going to have it on my lower back.
Would you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, just above your bum crack.
So
when
lower
you
back,
when you bend over,
glasses,
it'll be just
so
above
people,
your thong.
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly where.
Yeah. I thought so. I might get one, just a little one on my ankle. That's attractive, isn't it? Just a little, tiny little, my shoulder blade.
I've changed my mind. I'm going to get a teardrop.
Oh, strong.
Full-face cobweb. That would suit you, actually.
The thing is, with the teardrop, that means you've either done a murder or witnessed a murder.
It's a prison tat, isn't it?
Yeah,
Should ask Ross Kemp about that, isn't it?
Yeah.
He'd know all about that.
Well, I should have just drawn one on before we came in, see if he said anything.
Yeah. Like, all murder in the studio. So basically, it's voltage from the skin it reports back on.
Yeah, so it'll be able to, like, especially things like your heart rate, I think, is the predominant one, and brain waves. And then they'll just be able to measure, like, progress as well, so they could use it in line with medication and see if it's actually helping you out or not.
Yeah.
So it's quite clever, but...
Quite clever, that's
quite
insane.
Okay,
it's
very
amazing.
probably a bit better. Well, I think it's using technology for, like, health things seems a bit better than the robot idea. So.
The PPI robot, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the tattoo also sorts out your PPI issues. I don't know.
Yeah. We just need to combine all these things.
Yeah.
But then maybe if my health's all right and then I have a PPI issue, I'm going to regret saying that. So I take it back. I love the robots.
Well, if I go to the doctors and said I've got an issue with my PPI, you'd assume I was talking about the tip of my knee. So, you know, you've got to be careful what you say.
A PPI issue might trigger, like, heart failure if you're really stressed about it
that.
So I think
it's all connected.
It's all tied together, isn't it?
Okay, from graphene health tattoos to...
Stress over the hamburger emoji.
Now, I did see something about this. This is is it Apple and Google?
Yeah, it's between Apple and Google.
Yeah.
So Apple's emoji going from bottom up, obviously in between the bun, it has the lettuce, burger, cheese, tomato.
Yeah.
Google have the cheese at the bottom, then the burger, tomato and lettuce. And it caused, like, outrage on Twitter.
So the row is about the correct way to have a burger.
Yeah, where you put the cheese is the main predicament.
Well, cheese is obviously on top of the burger. I had burgers for tea last night, and I put the cheese on top of the burger because you put it back under the grill, melt the cheese.
Confirmation that Google have got it wrong. So the CEO of Google promised to drop everything.
Well, he should resign.
Yeah.
Oh, this is
true. Are you calling his resignation right now?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately... The design of the emoji falls down to him.
Yeah.
It's not strong
and
stable.
It's been messed up. No one should have cheese underneath their burger. If I if I was in a restaurant and I was served a cheeseburger with cheese underneath, I'd insist on the whole restaurant being turned upside down so my burger was correct.
Yeah. It's just a point of order. Given that you just eat it, why does it matter? Because it tastes the same.
No, wrong.
Right. Wrong. Right. Right. Correct. I'm right.
Does this taste the same? Cheese and melted cheese.
No, it's still melted.
But do they taste the same?
Well, yeah, the cheese flavour.
No, they don't taste the same. Everyone knows that.
Consistency has changed. The taste is the same.
It tastes like a completely different food.
Melting something doesn't alter its taste.
Yeah, it does, though.
It doesn't,
change the texture.
It completely does. It changes the eating experience.
Yes, but not the taste.
Yes. But you asked, you're only going to eat it anyway. Yeah, yeah, you're going to eat it. Yeah. It's an experience.
But hang on a minute. You can melt the cheese anywhere.
When?
What do you mean, when?
When? After I've eaten it?
No. Well, yes, because you're getting thrown on a bonfire at Beckenham, so it would melt.
No,
we established this. We established this earlier. But you could melt the cheese. If you get a bottom half of a bun, back me up on this, Katie.
Yeah.
Put the cheese on.
Yeah. It's still going to melt, surely, if you're putting the burger on top.
Slip that beneath.
No.
Put the burger on top.
Yeah.
Slip it beneath the grill. It's still going to melt.
I agree.
Underneath the burger.
Well, no.
The taste sensation will still be the same.
This is wrong.
It's not wrong. This is like we had an argument once about which way to eat a bag of crisps.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Does matter.
Wait, how can it
matter?
Does it matter?
That John thinks it, if you don't open a bag of crisps from the top, so when you're holding it, you're advertising the crisp packet
then you're
as
evil.
Much as you can.
Okay, that
then
makes
you're
no
evil.
Sense.
It does. It makes no
You've
sense.
You've got the same content.
And I saying how I always like to open the crisps the wrong way, just because you can, like, especially on the train, tell people...
So it's all very well having an upside-down crisp, but you don't want an upside-down
it
burger.
It doesn't change
you
the eating...
Hypocrite!
It doesn't change the eating experience.
Neither does the burger.
This is... Yes, it does, because...
It changes the
cheese melted onto the burger, not onto the bun.
It changes where the dust, the crisp dust falls.
Let's, straight after the show, go down to Byron Burger and order two cheeseburgers and do a taste test.
Okay, I bet they're the same. I bet you won't be able to tell the difference.
A blind taste test. I mean, we're not going to do that.
What else have you got, Katie?
Well, the
yeah, we didn't get to the bottom of this.
Well,
doesn't necessarily go at the bottom. Oh, no, wait.
I was just about to say, you should probably go. There's a Google conference coming up. If you go with a P45, you could probably solve your issue there if you want to get rid of the CEO.
Oh, like a sort of a Simon Brodkin protest.
I think that's your moment.
Yeah, printed on a one of those.
I'll tell you what.
slices of cheese.
He might be the big cheese at Google, but he's in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Right,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The other one.
Finally,
Very quickly. We've got Sony are bringing back their artificial intelligence dog. Everything's artificial intelligence. So it's called Aibo. And it's a dog that, like, responds to voice commands and recognises your owner and things. But it's saying that if you haven't got time to care for a dog, you can care for a robotic dog, basically.
Aww. Does it have more rights than other dogs, like the Saudi Arabian
Most
robot?
Most probably, because apparently it's got a camera and stuff, so it can film what's happening.
Right.
So it's like a CCTV dog, so it protects its rights and show footage to the police, and a real dog can't do that. So if this dog is mistreated...
A dog trained to use camera equipment could do that.
True, a dog with a GoPro.
And also, if it is a dog and it's warm, right, where would you put the mustard? Under it or on top of it? On the hot dog.
I don't actually like hot dogs, so I don't feel like I can take part in
this conversation.
I feel
like that's a cop-out.
So do I, and that's typical of him in an argument. Cornelius there.
Yeah, I hate you.
Yeah, I know.
This has been the worst show I've ever had.
I'm so sorry.
Katie,
I won't take that personally.
That I like doing this.
Katie, thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Causing a row about cheese.
I mean, it's so
obvious.
You're only saying, no, you're basically just being a shock jock, just saying something. No, you are. Saying something that everyone's obviously going to disagree with. And look, the phone lines have lit up, even though we haven't even given out the number.
I'll tell you what, it works for the two mics, and they've got more listeners. So that's all I'm doing. I'm just channeling that.
I didn't mean to cheese you off. I'm really sorry.
Right, you can get out as well. Katie, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Pleasure to see you. Thank you. The big debate is on the way, as is Beckenham's least famous person. That's Cornelius. Who will be opening and launching and hosting Beckenham's firework display again this year? Details of that coming up if you want a night out. Plus, we'll play a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio, Zombie Edition. It's all on the way in the next hour on Talk Radio. News next.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Bold black alloy wheels. Sleek gloss black grille. Mean black side power vents. The Jaguar Black Edition XE, XF and F-Pace are here. With 50% off selected features saving you up to £2,740, it's time to show your dark side. Search jaguar.co.uk/black edition. Jaguar, the art of performance.
Available on selected models until 31st of December 2017. Terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get a smart multi-tool 8-piece blade set for only £15.49 ex-VAT. But hurry, this offer ends 5th of November. Don't miss Selco's Deal of the Week. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
That moment when you promise yourself an early night, but end up on the phone in a YouTube wormhole until 2 a.m. Or that moment when you're walking and texting and look up to see the person you almost walked into glaring at you. Or what about that moment when you're driving and check your messages and don't notice that pedestrian? If you look at your phone for a couple of seconds at 30 miles per hour, you miss 100 feet of road. Don't have that moment. Think. Put your phone away.
Been checking out that new Sky One comedy Bounty Hunters. They've teamed up Jack Whitehall and Rosie Perez. Proper chalk and cheese. A book smart Cambridge student and a bounty hunter from Brooklyn. Well, when you're on the run from the police, terrorists and a drug cartel, you take any help you can get. Hunted One, Sky One. Bounty Hunters, Wednesdays, 10 p.m.
18 plus, begamblerware.org. Come on in and join Mr. Green's award-winning online casino today. Try and climb the leaderboard in Mr. Green's Real Thrill slot tournaments, starting every 15 minutes, featuring all your favourite slot games online and on your mobile. Looking for entertainment? Ask for Mr. Green. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can bet your dollar count on Mr. Green.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At just after three. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, man admits Grenfell fraud. First UK interest rise in a decade and Beyoncé's latest role.
Talk Radio.
Starting off with some breaking news, a man has admitted trying to benefit from the Grenfell Tower disaster. 52-year-old Anne Nguyen pleaded guilty to fraud after pretending his family had died in the Grenfell Tower fire to get £12,500 from the Victim Relief Fund. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. Millions of mortgage holders are going to see their repayments go up after the Bank of England confirmed it's increasing the base rate of interest. It'll be the first time in 10 years that's happened. Alex Dibble is at the Bank of England for Talk Radio.
It doesn't sound like much, but going from 0.25 to 0.5% means many homeowners will be hundreds of pounds a year worse off. If you're trying to save money, though, you'll get a bit more for having your cash in a bank account. Now, both of those things are designed to stop people spending money, so inflation stops rising. That's the theory. But some experts believe this move will backfire on the UK economy as we head towards Brexit.
Gavin Williamson has been named as the new Defence Secretary after Sir Michael Fallon resigned from the job amid Westminster sleaze allegations. Sir Michael admitted his behaviour had fallen below the high standards required in the role after admitting touching Talk Radio presenter Julia Hartley Brewer's knee 15 years ago. Tory MP Michael Fabricant has told Talk Radio he thinks it's a good appointment.
I used to be a government whip, so I know the way the whip's office works, and I think he's been one of the best whips we've had in ages. Innovative, imaginative, I think it's a very good choice.
Meanwhile, a Labour MP has accused Commons Speaker John Bercow of dismissing a female politician's concerns about bullying by previously terming it a women's issue. An armed group in Libya says it won't extradite the brother of the Manchester Arena suicide bomber. Police want to speak to Hashem Abidi after his younger sibling Salman blew himself up in May, killing 22 people. And Beyonce is going to be the voice of Nala in the remake of the Disney classic The Lion King. The singer will star alongside British actor Chiwetel Ejiofor, who will play Simba's villainous uncle Scar. James L. Jones, who was in the original 1994 film, returns as Simba's father, Mufasa.
That's the correct decision. Because you couldn't... That voice is so iconic that you couldn't have... You know, that's Darth Vader's voice.
Is it the same person?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Good fact.
Yeah. That's James Earl Jones, isn't it? So, you know, if he could do the Darth Vader sort of... Oh, Hakuna Matata. That sort of thing.
I mean, that's not the thing, is it?
These aren't the calls you're looking for.
I know he didn't say that in the thing. It's Star Wars, isn't it?
Yeah.
I am your father, Simba. Anyway, so was Simba the little one? I can't remember.
Yes. Oh, and then he grew up.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
I haven't seen it.
Ruined it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, people always react like that when I go, I haven't seen
Lion King.
You haven't
seen most things.
Yeah, I know. But Lion King's one of the ones where people go, what? How could you have not seen that? And it gets so angry.
But you would have been a child, and it's a Disney classic. Most people have seen Disney films.
Mm.
So I'm pretty rubbish with films as well, hence the Star Wars stuff, haven't bothered with any of that.
It means no worries for the next rest of your days.
Right.
If people could see you now.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed.
You're not tall enough.
I mean, that's workplace bullying.
Good.
All right.
I was just taking the mick out of you because you were doing ridiculous things with a mug.
Well, to get the correct...
Hey,
not because of your small stature.
Is...
Don't call me some mug.
Yeah, how dare you?
Victoria's got the new...
How dare you for drawing that?
Weather.
Assuming when I'm talking about a mug, it's about him. When I'm talking about the TalkSport mug in your hand.
This TalkSport mug right here.
Now it's up against your mouth and nose.
I am your father, Luke.
Victoria's got the latest. Victoria.
Talk Radio National Weather.
The weather with Victoria Ball.
Slick. Dry, sunny and chilly for most, but the odd spot of rain and cloud across England and Wales. Highs of 13 degrees.
And now here's what can only be described as some sport with Pete Abbott.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Pete Abbott. Tammy Abraham, Ruben Loftus-Cheek and Joe Gomez have all been called up by England for the first time. But Daniel Sturridge, Jack Wilshere, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Chris Smalling are among those who have missed out. Manchester United's Ashley Young is in the squad for the first time in 4 years, while Danny Rose and Jamie Vardy return from injury. The Europa League takes centre stage tonight with Everton and Arsenal both in action. Everton are chasing their first win under caretaker manager David Unsworth away at Lyon. The game is live on our sister station Talk Sport from 6. And Arsenal take on Red Star Belgrade at the Emirates this evening. A win would send them through to the knockout stage. England cricketers Moeen Ali and Steve Finn have suffered early injury scares on the Ashes tour of Australia. Ali has a side strain while Finn jarred his knee in practice. Both will go for scans tomorrow. And England will take on Tonga in their opening group match at the 2019 Rugby Union World Cup. Scotland start their campaign against Ireland in Pool A and Wales kick off Pool D with a clash against Georgia. That's the sport powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you, Pete Abbott, with the pre-recorded sport. Right, the big debate is on the way on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay then, big debate on the way. Before that, you will know from the news that Gavin Williamson, MP, has become the new Defence Secretary following the resignation of Sir Michael Fallon after he touched our very own Julia Hartley Brewer's knee. I am still sitting in the chair that was touched by this knee not 2 hours ago, by the way. Very excited about that. But who is Gavin Williamson? He's been elevated to the top-level cabinet position, but just what do we know about him? Well, we have, of course, as we like to do on this programme, be very helpful, bringing you facts. Facts about Gavin Williamson. What do we know of him, Cornelius?
Well, Gavin Williamson has no military background and has never been a Secretary of State, but he is youthful, a rising star and trusted by Number 10. He is also thought to be the first MP who can hover.
Good. Gavin,
off the ground.
Off the ground. Gavin Williamson is the trusted replacement for Michael Fallon, as he has, and this is why he's been chosen, an irrational fear, phobia really, of journalists' knees. That's true. Whenever he conducts an interview of any kind, or he's with any situation where he's with a journalist, he always insists they're done over a long dining table, like you see in the dining rooms of haunted mansions, and thus there is no danger of him touching a knee. What else do we know of him?
Well, he may have no military background. Well, that's slightly unfair to say, really, because he has completed Call of Duty Advanced Warfare and Call of Duty Black Ops. He's never managed to do the last level of Black Ops 2, though, so he got a friend round to do it for him.
Well, he should take part in our game, of course, where we've adapted that popular video game for the radio, because in the last half an hour of this programme, we bring you Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio, Zombie Edition. If you'd like your video games adapted for radio, then what better place could you be than here this afternoon before 4 o'clock? It is on the way, but before that, it's time for the big debate. So as Julia Hartley Brewer's knee is the first celebrity to be announced to be going into the jungle, the knee, having fended off Sir Michael Fallon's hand, is now reportedly fending off offers to go on Strictly, ITV2's Celebrity Knee Island, alongside Oscar Pistorius and the Knights Who Say Knee, from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. What next? Some are saying that Michael Fallon's resignation is a knee-jerk reaction, and that is true, of course. He's resigned because he touched the knee, and he's a bit of a jerk. But as I said earlier, I still can't believe I'm in the actual studio where the celebrity knee was just a couple of hours ago. Julia Hartley Brewer's knee was in here, along with the rest of her, presenting her show on Talk Radio. I'm sat on the actual chair that the back of the actual knee from the actual news has touched. I'm not sure I should even be touching the chair that her knee has touched, as that could mean I'm accidentally touching her knee by default. Anyway, on the line, Talk Radio listener Matthew's there. Hello, Matthew.
Yeah. My name's Batman Matt. You know this, John. Come on.
Yeah. Well, Matthew, you now you're not interested in this story at all. I understand you've called in completely unrelated.
I've got a problem with aerials, bruv. I don't like aerials.
That's what I was led to believe, and that's why I wanted to talk to you. What is it about aerials that you don't like?
Well, look, just last week, yeah, my house here, we switched to digital TV, yeah?
Yeah.
I know we're a bit late to the game, but we did it, finally.
Finally,
all right?
Yeah.
Get off our back.
Yeah.
All right?
Your mum sorted this out, presumably, yeah?
Well, yeah, of course. Who else sorts out all the household things
all right,
like that?
All right, so cool.
What are you on about, Jonathan?
All right, Matthew. So, all right, so you...
So my mum says, yeah, get out there, get up the ladder, get on the roof, and get rid of the aerial. We don't need it no more, yeah?
Yeah.
This is something that I thought, surely by now we're the last ones to do this in the neighbourhood, yeah? But lo and behold, when I was up there on the roof tiles, I looked across the landscape of Ealing, Northwest London.
Northwest London.
And I saw hundreds of thousands of millions of billions of aerials poking out into the sky across almost every rooftop in my area.
Yeah, well, hang on a minute. Right, you've called up. Now, a lot of people would say you're unreasonable here because you don't like aerials. And just because you don't like aerials doesn't mean we shouldn't have them. Listen, you're on the radio now.
You think, John, I'm going to do up without a solution, bruv?
Wait a minute. You're on the radio now, and the way that people are even hearing your anti-aerial rhetoric is via aerials and so forth, because it's the radio, isn't it? So that, you know what I mean? You're negating your own...
Yeah, well, not really, and yeah, kind of, in a way, but also not really.
Right.
Yeah, it's a combination of satellite dishes, radio waves, and satellites up in space, bouncing communications back and forth from Earth,
right,
and then triangulating them to the right place for their destination.
That's right.
So not actually... actually we're not actually reliant on the classical 1960s aerial anymore.
Ah, now I see. Now you're being more specific. It's the classic 1960s aerial that you are against, not any form of aerial. Just to be clear.
And there's two things in this world that I hate most of all, yeah?
Yeah, aerial.
Wasted materials.
Yeah.
And wasted youth. Yeah?
Right, yeah.
So I'm looking up across all these aerials, and you know what? I think to myself, I'm going to start up a program, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to get everyone in my neighbourhood, drop off your aerial, take it off your roof, get up there. Come on, stop being a lazy boy.
Right, that's what you're
get
calling.
Get your aerial,
right.
Take it down to Walker Park.
You know.
Dump them down behind the old oak tree where Keith and Martin had their first snog.
Right.
And then over there, we're going to build a massive climbing frame for the youth of the area to come and climb about, gamble.
All right.
And
you've got to think of the. Don't forget the danger of getting onto a roof and messing with an aerial. You know that left at least one emu ownerless. So bear that in mind.
Well, yeah, okay.
Now, Matthew,
that's why you wear the proper harnesses.
Stay there,
and the
stay
footwear.
There, Matthew. Because I want to bring
in nowhere, bro.
Andre,
I'm nowhere. My name's Batman. I'll say that one last time, John.
Right, Matthew.
Well, I'm going to start calling you Wrong Homes. You're Wrong Homes, bro.
Andre is on the other line. Oh, good afternoon, Andre.
Hey, Jonathan, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks, Andre. Thanks for calling in. Now, you're listening to Matthew there. He's been talking about that he doesn't like aerials, he wants to get rid of them. But you're in favour of them, I understand.
Yeah, man, why do you want to get rid of aerials? Like, it's the best font. Like, Times New Roman can go do one. Like, aerials is where it's at.
Yeah, that's Times New Roman can go do one. That you're not the only person to say that.
Comic Sans, bro. American typewriter, bro.
No.
Wingdings.
What did you just say to me? What did you just call me a wingding?
Bro, you're nothing but a wingding.
The only wingdings I want to surf with pride.
Right. Keep it civil. Come on, you know, this is a... It's a, you know, we don't need to descend into sort of a personal abuse.
You're going to muff up a wingding.
Let me talk about... You've mentioned the font. You've mentioned the classic Ariel. Let's talk about the Disney princess, right? Because...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, now, as we know, you know, this is scientific fact. Princesses are known to emit and channel radio waves much more than mortal humans are, right? So think back to the origination of radio, right? Marconi. This is Stuart Marconi, right?
Was he a princess?
Stuart Marconi. No, that's not what I'm saying. What Marconi did was Stuart Marconi, when he invented the radio, right, what he did, and you'll know this from your history lessons, of course, if you were listening, probably not you, Matthew, but generally people know this. Marconi strapped Princess Mary, didn't he, the Princess Royal and Countess of Harewood, to a mast on the Isle of Wight, right?
Oh, yeah, I remember now. It's all coming back to me.
To transmit the first signals across the Atlantic to where he'd tied Princess Victoria Alexandra, daughter of George V, to a similar mast. And the signals were able to pass between these princesses much more effectively than previously when done with muggles. So that it proves that, and that's why, of course, the Disney princess is called Ariel. I mean, we know that. Should we do that now, Andre, with current princesses, Kate, Beatrice, Eugenie, etc.? Do you want to see them strapped to a mast?
Well, listen, Jonathan, before we get any further, I want to say that I'm Andre, all right? Andre's my brother. He's out at the moment, all right? So
apologies.
You can't speak to him, all right?
Apologies about that. Yeah, but go on.
Yeah, man, right, your name's right, John.
All right, man.
Wrong home.
Answer the question.
Yeah, you're wingding.
Right.
Yeah, see,
yeah you're the wingding,
too.
Wrong.
Answer the question on Andrew.
Andre, yeah. No, I'm all up for princesses being strapped to things, particularly high, tall things.
Yeah. Fine, good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what you said. Princess Mary was the first one, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
We all call her Fuzzy Mary because of the static.
Exactly, Fuzzy
You know,
Mary.
That came across. But, you know, I think princesses have got better over the years, and there's still a place for them to be used as aerials.
Is it appropriate to dress as an aerial for Halloween?
Well, no, definitely not, because, you know, you're walking around with kids doing trick-or-treating and you want to poke out one of their eyes.
Well, I dress as an aerial this Halloween.
Offensive.
I'm still dressed as an aerial.
Right.
It's pathetic, bruv. You're nothing but a wingding, bruv.
What if... I've got to...
Listen up, John. No, listen up. My mum was cleaning my sheets the other day and she said, hey, Madman Matt. What do you do to mess up your sheets this bad? And I said, Mom, look, I had a dream last night. Yeah, I was dreaming I was with a princess, magical princess, and I was snogging her and we were kissing and cuddling. And then things started getting a bit wet and slippery. And I was like, what's going on here? And I looked down. She was a fish, bro.
She was a fish.
I felt betrayed, brother.
Andre. Oh, Andre. 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 Oh, Andy. Maundy Thursday, Pancake Man, what do you make of that, that the fact that a cabinet minister, this is a cabinet minister, right, touched a journalist's aerial 15 years ago and he's now, he got up on her roof and he touched it and he's now had to resign. Do you think that's fair?
Listen, it's not my place to comment on what the cabinet minister did beforehand. Yep. I think the election of a new wardrobe, however, is going to really help us in terms of national security.
Yeah,
you know, so as long as we can keep our hands out of each other's drawers, we should be fine.
Matthew, you heard what he's saying. He's calling you a racist. How do you respond?
Well, I think the only reason that guy should have been touching an aerial is to bring it over to the oak tree in Walpole Park where Keith and Martin had their first
moment
and
their first,
build it into a massive climate frame.
All right, you're on your own agenda now, aren't you?
I ain't no racist, bro.
Why don't you just go and...
a wingding, just, and you, John, you're wrong home.
Just go and call...
That's all I'm saying right now.
You know, just go and call James O'Brien on LBC, it's fine. Right, Matthew there and Andre, fighting really over the notion of aerials. I mean, you've seen them, we've had them, we've all got them, probably, or did have. Do we still need them? Aerials! I mean, up there... You know, the history of it with the princesses strapped to masts and stuff, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot to talk about. And this is your forum for doing so. It is the home of debate. It is Talk Radio. We've got aerials. Do we need them? It's post-Brexit Britain. We've got American tan tights and limited edition Twixes. Now, why do we need aerials? Get in touch with the show. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio
Start
on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio. That is the big debate.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Christmas, the classic bear from Darkest Peru is back. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, get ready for marmalade, mishaps and mayhem as Hugh Bonneville reads Paddington Abroad by Michael Bond. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. As Paddington returns to the big screen, you can read all about his new adventures in Paddington 2, The Story of the Movie. Available now in all good bookshops and online.
Drive a new Jeep Renegade right now and fuel your adventures wherever they take you. With £1,000 of free fuel plus £2,000 deposit contribution available on a Jeep Renegade. Find out more now at jeep.co.uk.
PCP sales until December 31st, 2017. Representative 4.2% APR. Minimum 14% customer deposit. 10,000 miles per annum subject to status. Jeep Financial Services. Free fuel T's and C's at jeepfuelyouradventure.co.uk.
Dave?
Yeah?
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot. But then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So, it's hello Wren and goodbye.
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
It's about giving the children an insight into different aspects of life.
What we want you to do is to come up with a pledge.
Our pledge is to be
encouraging women and girls to be what they want to be.
Young or old, any age works. Being unique definitely comes first.
The Premier League is helping to inspire primary school kids in everything from sport to diversity. Search Premier League Primary Stars to get your school involved.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europe Car's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way. Europe Car deliver and collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Find out more at europecar.co.uk. Europe Car. Moving your way.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Derbyshire, traffic remains slow on the northbound side of the M1 after a breakdown between junctions 28 and 29. That's Alfreton through to Chesterfield. The northbound A38 just north of Derby is very slow going. That's due to a lorry fire earlier, which has closed a lane. It's busy on the northbound side of the M5 in Worcestershire as you head towards the M42 at junction 4A. And if you're travelling into Gloucester, look out for delays on the A417 Brockworth bypass. That's due to an accident. I'm David Moore.
Nothing, naught, nil, or in Swedish, ingenting.
There are many ways of saying zero. We think you'll particularly like our version, because with nothing comes nothing to worry about. And that's what 0% APR finance does when you buy a Volvo Select approved used car. 0% APR finance, 0% worry. And for even less hassle, we're offering 2-year servicing for just $199. Visit the Volvo Select used car event at your nearest Volvo dealership from the 3rd to the 6th of November and enjoy having zero to worry about. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Offer available on used vehicles bought from the 3rd to the 6th of November at participating dealers. Finance subject to status. 50% minimum deposit. Minimum £6,000 to finance. 18s or over. T's and C's apply. Guarantees may be required. Volvo car credit.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. A lot of your reactions coming in for the big debate today. Aerials. Do we need aerials? A lot of you getting in touch. Thank you for that. This has come in. Who's this from? Lee. If you joined up all the aerials end to end, John, and I've looked at the figures on this, if you took down all the aerials in Britain off roofs, chimneys, and indeed, he says, a sort of industrial aerials as well. If you joined up all the aerials in Britain end to end, you would be locked in the psychiatric ward of a mental hospital. That's actually probably true. John, remember the scandal when aerial washing powder turned out to be made of horse meat? Yes, I do. Very good. Yeah, you see, it's a controversial area, isn't it? Aerials,
absolutely,
and long has been. Now, Cornelius.
Yes.
You, I realise, are a local celebrity.
Yeah, well, everyone's known that for about a year now.
In the London Borough of Beckenham, which is about...
No, it's the London Borough of Bromley.
Bromley, yeah, but...
Beckenham is in the London Borough.
Yeah, but you're... But Bromley's too big for... Yeah,
know your geography.
For you to be...
Yeah, but Beckenham isn't a London borough.
Well, all right, Bromley. But Beckenham, like, which is essentially...
Yes.
And one street in Beckenham, one house, which is your own house, is where people have heard of you, which is your parents.
Mm.
Right, so... But beside your relative anonymity, you've been asked for the second year running, I understand, to host Beckenham's civic firework display this coming weekend.
That's right, the Beckenham Fireworks in the Park 2017.
Yeah.
Which takes place on Saturday, 2 days from now.
Yeah.
Doors are at 5. Yeah. And then there's a quiet display at 6.
Quiet.
And then there's a full display later on in the evening.
Great. So the thing is, though, it's kind of in the national news. I don't know whether you're aware of this, because your local MP, Bob Stewart,
yes,
is in the news, along with Julie Hartley Brewer's knee, Sir Michael Fallon, etc.
Mm.
Am I right?
Yeah, so he's been on Talk Radio, actually.
Yes, he has.
A couple of times in the past day.
And you're going to be interviewing him.
Yeah, so yeah. This happened last year. I spoke to him, just interviewing him ahead of the fireworks, sort of as part of my hosting duties.
Yeah.
I've got the email that one of the organisers has sent me.
Yeah.
And it says, also the MP, Colonel Bob Stewart, DCO, yeah. MP, yeah. Has accepted his invitation.
Right.
Hopefully the Mayor of Bromley will be there too. She has been invited. I'll chase her up today see if she can make it. You'll probably know this already, but it might be worth pointing out to the crowd that the Mayor represents the Queen on such occasions,
right.
And such would be the most important person there, which I must say I found offensive.
Yeah, but Bob Stewart, though.
Yes.
You know, there are issues. He has been drawn into the sleaze scandal, it's fair to say. He has been named in newspapers for various things, hasn't he?
That's right. So he's mentioned on this dossier.
Yeah.
And it's
in the papers, this.
Yes, he's admitted this. He's spoken to Paul Ross and James Well yesterday.
We've got some clips, actually. I think someone's edited, like an intern has edited or something.
Okay, so let's hear a clip of Bob Stewart, MP, yesterday, Colonel Bob Stewart, talking to Paul Ross about these allegations.
I am permanently drunk.
Right.
Sorry?
Hang on.
That's definitely not correct.
That's not what he said, is it? Hang on a minute.
I am permanently drunk and assaulting women. Well, that's great.
No, that's not the full clip. That's not
sorry,
what
Sorry, who edited this?
So, can...
That is... Sorry, we don't stand by that. This is a...
Hang on a minute. I see what's happened. This is the problem of editing.
There you go.
This is the problem of editing. That's... So that's...
Those are out of context.
They are not. That's the opposite of what the details are.
Yes, that's the absolute opposite.
Right.
That is not what he said.
No, that's awkward.
Do we have the full clip?
I hope so. Otherwise, we could all be going to jail.
Yeah. Play it now.
All right, I've got it.
Apparently, from that, I am permanently drunk and assaulting women. Well, that's great. My wife works with me most of the time. She comes with me to any social event I can take her to.
Yeah.
I am not sleazy and I'm not drunk.
That to be clear, that is what
he actually said. That's the clip, what we wanted.
However, you're going to have to address this because you've got to interview him at the Beckenham fireworks display where he'll be.
Well, it's not really the venue for that. It's not Newsnight, John. What? I am just going to be talking to him, you know, saying, are you excited for the fireworks?
Yeah.
But there is a...
You've got to reference it. He's in the news. You've got to reference it. It's like if Julia Hartley Brewer was there, you'd have to reference her knee.
That's true, yeah.
Wouldn't you? So, you know, you could...
So what should I do then?
Well, just throw in a little...
Maybe a very subtle reference when I'm interviewing him.
Yeah.
So then the people in the crowd will know that he'll have to either say, I know what you've done there and you're referring to this.
Yeah.
Or just glaze over it.
Yeah. Yeah. So something like, I don't know, you could, something to do with standing well back.
Oh, no.
From the fireworks and him. I don't know. Denied the allegations.
Well, he's not sleazy or drunk.
I am not sleazy and I'm not drunk,
just to be
so
clear.
So it would be unfair to say something like, thanks very much for the interview, Bob. I'll see you in the bar. That would be unfair.
Yeah, it would be unfair.
But he might see him at the bar, so that's not unfair.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't denied, like, drinking alcohol.
No. But he's definitely...
I am not sleazy, and I'm not drunk.
To be very clear on that. But anyway, you are... So if you want to go and see a man from Talk Radio, that is a man called Cornelius you've never really heard of, coming from a radio station you've never really heard of either, interview an MP from the news about awkward... sort of an awkward situation that he finds himself in the papers, then you could do worse than go down to a firework display in Beckenham on Saturday.
It's not just that as well. There's a fun fair there. Fun fair. I'll be playing the very best in royalty-free music.
Because you got an email saying you couldn't play music again because they didn't buy the licence.
Yeah. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah.
We're all looking forward to it.
Yeah, Bob's not.
And it's all for charity.
Yeah. Good.
I am not sleazy, and I'm not drunk.
Just to be clear. In the next half an hour of the programme, we will be bringing you... Well, how exciting is this? A game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare for the radio. Video game, popular console game, adapted for radio. The Zombie Edition. And that's all on the way. As is Victoria's bonus news. You're listening to Talk Radio. Here she is with the latest news ahead of the bonus.
Talk Radio.
A serial con man has admitted pretending his family died in the Grenfell Tower fire to get more than £12,000 meant for the victims. Anna Nguyen claimed his wife and son were killed in the blaze in June. The 52-year-old from Beckenham in southeast London pleaded guilty on Thursday to two counts of fraud by false representation. The Bank of England has decided to raise the base rate of interest from 0.25% to 0.5%. It's good news for savers who haven't seen much of a return with numbers so low. But it's not so good for borrowers on variable rate deals, and it will add around £15 a month to the cost of the average mortgage. The bank's governor, Mark Carney, says he's trying to control the increase in the cost of living.
Ensuring that inflation returns to that 2% target in a sustainable manner, in a way that supports the economy, in a way that supports keeping people in work and moving forward.
Theresa May has promoted the Conservative Chief Whip, Gavin Williamson, to the post of Defence Secretary. It follows Sir Michael Fallon's sudden resignation, with him saying his behaviour in the past had fallen short of high standards. A 49-year-old man has been charged with female genital mutilation in only the second case of its kind in Britain. He's also been charged with three counts of child cruelty. And Brighton has reportedly renewed Uber's operating licence for 6 months while it waits for a decision on whether the firm can continue operating in London. The council says it wants to see whether the outcome has any implications in its city. The weather mostly dry with patchy clouds tonight, foggy in the southwest and some rain in the northwest later on, lows of 4 degrees. Tomorrow will be largely dry with some sunshine, highs of 14. There's more news in just under half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. The bulletins are shorter than they used to be. They're about 2 minutes, not even that sometimes. So Victoria, well, they should be 3 minutes, but they're not. And Victoria has to make the time up because of, well, the fact that she gets paid the same money that she used to get when she had to do more work.
So, which is a great thing.
So there's bonus news on the way. And to cover everything off, because a two-minute bulletin simply cannot cover off everything, animal, vegetable and mineral, that covers most things. Today, vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
So, just a month ago at the Conservative Party conference, the then Chief Whip, now Defence Secretary, was ridiculed for a somewhat bizarre and sinister speech, which included veg. So I thought I'd include it today because it seemed topical.
Okay, good.
Gavin Williamson was likened to the House of Cards character Francis Underwood.
That's not good in the current news climate either, is it?
No, very topical.
Given Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, apparently he was the warm-up to Theresa May, and at the time he was, and this is a quote, he said, "I don't very much believe in the stick, but it's amazing what can be achieved with a sharpened carrot."
Isn't it, though? I mean, that's a, that's an unfortunate thing to say in the current climate as well.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Vegetable news.
Thank you. Shall I move on?
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is. I've only got one more story.
What? Hang on. There were supposed to be three.
That's not what bonus news
I ran
is
out
all
of
about.
Time.
What do you mean? What have you been doing?
I mean, I've been researching other news stories.
But this is important news.
I mean,
vegetable fans will be left bereft.
Vegetable news.
They'll have a vitamin deficiency. We could get scurvy if we don't get our vegetable news. New
fungus
scurvy.
News.
New scurvy, yeah.
That's not a thing. Definitely not a thing.
Okay. Well, go on then. This better be a good one.
Okay, and finally, Hugh Fernley Whittingstall says cakes should be taxed to fund health schemes, and the Great British Bake Off should film healthier challenges. So the River Cottage owner has called on Prue Lee to lead the way on healthy living, including making cakes packed with vegetables.
You can't put vegetables in cakes.
Yes, you can. I've eaten a beetroot cake and it was chocolatey and delicious.
Carrot cake?
Disgusting.
Yeah, the only carrot cake I've eaten was horrible.
Was it a sharpened carrot, like Gavin Williamson's?
No. Well, maybe, actually, because it was really hard.
Was it?
Yeah. It was
sharpened
carrot. The cake was really tough.
Was it?
You don't I didn't eat it, didn't finish it.
You don't want
spilt wine over it by accident. But yeah, it's a, another story.
Oh, yeah, I know that story.
Yeah, let's not talk about that story.
All right. You didn't need the cake, though, did you?
No.
No. Good. So cakes packed with vegetables?
Yeah.
So on the outside, it's a cake, but
that's
when you
disgusting.
When inside,
no,
it's just a
like,
load of vegetables.
So a nice
Who
cake.
Who suggested this?
Oh, hang Hugh Fernley Whittingstall.
It's disgusting.
Hang on. Music's run out,
that's
so.
That's absolutely vile.
And I'm finished. So you don't need to press it again. Hmm. Ha ha!
No, because I want to talk about
to
the
me?
Vegetable cake.
Okay.
Vegetables in a cake.
Yeah, but
you may as well put hair in a cake. It's disgusting.
Pushing all the boundaries today, Cornelius. Who would put hair in a cake? That's vile.
You could put it in a pie.
Why would you put it in a pie?
Well, like rabbit pie, isn't it? Hair pie.
Oh, different kind of hair. I think Cornelius was thinking about body hair.
No. Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
Well, this has gone really weird now.
I can't
anyway.
Remember.
I can't remember, it was years ago. But if I did make anyone uncomfortable, I apologise.
Oh, no. What? What are you on about?
Know. I don't know what you're on about.
Oh.
Anyway, Victoria, thank you very much for bringing us whatever that was.
Vegetable news.
Yeah. Now, still to come on the programme. Radio game. We bring you a radio game. That's what we do every day at around this time. Today, if you're a fan of console games, video games and the like, one of the most popular ones, of course, is Call of Duty. It has various incarnations, Black Ops, Infinite Warfare, and some other ones that I don't... But what we've done is adapt them for the radio, bringing you the world's first video game on the radio. No one else has done it. Matt Edmondson on Radio 1, if he hears this, will probably do it like he does with everything else we do. Next week or something. But we bring you a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare Zombie Edition for the radio next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers and taxidermists.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
Great big talk for the wee small hours.
I've not been trolling you, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
What a weekend on the Sky Sports Premier League channel. First up, Arsenal take on Man City, followed by Mourinho's return to Stamford Bridge as Man United challenge the champions, Chelsea. Upgrade today for this weekend's action. Plus, there's more to come when Arsenal hosts Spurs, live only on our new dedicated Premier League channel. Now, £18 a month. New to Sky? Sky TV starts from £20 a month. Search New Sky Sports. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract. Cancellation requires 31 days notice.
Wouldn't it be nice if things happened automatically? Like, the sun came out on holiday, automatically. The dog walked itself, automatically. At least your money is protected automatically. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money automatically. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent. Comfort for your home.
Hey, how was Italy?
Fantastico.
And he's off. I could be in McDonald's right now, tucking into that new Italian stack. 2 100% British and Irish beef burgers, a cheese top bun and pepperoni. Just nod and smile.
Sometimes a taste is all you need. Try the Italian stack with pepperoni here until the 14th of November. One of the great tastes of the world, now at McDonald's. Available after 10:30 a.m. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only.
If it's time to get summer bedding and clothes stored away, time to organise, declutter and free up some space, then it's time to visit Wilko. We've got space-saving storage solutions this autumn, including a large Wilko Folin and Ottoman, just £22, 32 litres of Wilko underbed storage for £5, and a small Wilko tote for just £4.50. Find them all in store today, and loads more you'll love at wilko.com. Subject to availability, delivery charges may apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, in West Yorkshire, we have one lane closed due to emergency repairs on the M62. That is westbound between Junction 33 for Ferry Bridge services and Junction 32A. It's around the A1M. However, traffic there is coping well at the moment. And elsewhere in Warwickshire, we have one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle. It's on the M6 northbound. That's between Junction 1 and Junction 2 around Coventry. And the inside lane there is closed. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Nothing, naught, nil, or in Swedish, ingenting. There are many ways of saying zero. We think you'll particularly like our version, because with nothing comes nothing to worry about. And that's what 0% APR finance does when you buy a Volvo Select approved used car. 0% APR finance, 0% worry. And for even less hassle, we're offering 2 years servicing for just $199. Visit the Volvo Select used car event at your nearest Volvo dealership from the 3rd to the 6th of November and enjoy having zero to worry about. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Offer available on used vehicles bought from the 3rd to the 6th of November at participating dealers. Finance subject to status. 50% minimum deposit. Minimum £6,000 to finance. 18s or over. T's and C's apply. Guarantees may be required. Volvo car credit.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You know, sometimes they say opposites attract. Well, I'm from the south. And you, Carol?
I'm from the north, obviously.
You're blonde and I'm kind of mousy coloured.
You've hardly got any left.
And you're quite loud and I'm very shy and retiring. Which is why I think we go so well together on the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross.
And Karen Malone.
Join us tomorrow morning. Better call Paul and phone Malone from 6. Be there.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. A lot going on, of course. We've been talking about much of it. Now, of course, interest rates. You know about interest rates. So we tried to make this interesting earlier by having Alex Dibble do a report from outside the Bank of England in front of the Royal British Legion's sort of some music they were playing, just to try and liven it up a bit. It didn't really work. But what we do know is that interest rates have risen for the first time in 10 years. That's in the news. We know that the main thing people are talking about today is our colleague Julia Hartley Brewer's knee. I'm still sitting in the actual chair that this knee touched earlier on. The chair has told Talk Radio this afternoon that the chair is going to resign.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to stand down from it. It's going to sit down from its position, which is now untenable, this chair, as soon as I've finished sitting on it this afternoon. So we are actually in the same studio as Julia Hartley Brewer's news-based knee, which I'm very excited about. So that's... I'm not excited about her knee, let's be clear. I'm just excited about meeting someone off the news like Julia Hartley Brewer.
Well, I've got that tooth at home from that time she kneed me in the face.
Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah. She did do that, didn't she? Because she punches interns. So the...
We're joking.
Well, I mean, she threatened to punch Michael Fallon in the face, so...
That's true. So, she threatened to punch me in the face, actually.
There you go.
That's actually true. I've just remembered this.
Well, I know she did.
The time I ate a pasta bake in the studio.
Yeah.
She said she would punch me.
That's
not in
right.
the face.
No, but somewhere on your person.
Do I have to resign now?
Yeah, I think you do. Anyway, so that's the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No. So we're here to help anybody who can't get their head or knee around whatever. Because what we do is we take the news and we analyse it using Japanese poetry. It's all about the syllables, of course, because it condenses it down and makes it easy to understand. 5, 7, and 5, it's the news in haikus.
Middle class shoplifters are on the rise. Sorry, I meant on the rob.
The news in haikus. That puts you at the top of the news agenda.
I was going to say, I can't believe we've gone through this many shows without realising that we know of definitely two people
yeah.
who have been threatened to be punched in the face by Julia Hartley Brewer.
That's right. You're one of them.
One's Michael Fallon
yeah.
and one is me. Obviously, I should distance myself where the fact that I didn't deserve it.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's not the same
threat.
Thing. He
yeah,
touched
yeah.
her knee.
Yeah.
You ate a pasta bake near her. And she took umbrage at that
yeah.
because of the smell of your pasta bake.
Yes.
And she didn't like it and threatened to punch you in the face.
Yes.
But she didn't punch you
she
in the face.
She didn't.
No.
Or apologise.
Well, there you go. But anyway, that... there you go. Let's see if that's on the front page of the yeah. papers tomorrow. Serial face threatened punch threatener, Julia Hartley Brewer. Threatens to punch
it's fine.
Colleague in face.
We've moved on from it and
well,
we get on now.
Well,
we've,
she moved on from that,
it.
But look what happened to Michael Fallon.
We've solved it.
I mean,
all
it's,
now.
You know, workplace
we've
threats, Cornelius, that is.
And we get along.
Workplace threats. I don't know if that's allowed. I don't know. Anyway, so what are we doing? Oh, that's right. We're playing a game. And the game we're playing today is Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. Let us meet, why don't we, today's contestant. It's Simon. Hey, Simon, how are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Where are you from, Simon? What do you do?
I'm from Doncaster, and I'm an actor.
An actor?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Right. I do believe it. There's no reason why you would lie. What, will we know you from anything, Simon?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Failing actor. Working actor.
Working actor. That, well, you're working. That's the main thing, isn't it?
Quote, unquote, between jobs.
All right, of course, yeah. Has Julia Hartley Brewer ever threatened to punch you in the face?
Not yet. Give me a chance.
All right, fine. All right, good. Happens to everybody. Well, look, Simon, here's a are you a computer game fan, Simon? Are you across the consoles? What's your...
I try to be, yeah.
All right. Well, you've got a lot of downtime, so I wanted
to... I do, yeah.
That was a thing. Well, look, it's a game of Call of Duty Black Ops, Infinite Warfare on the radio. The one you'll be playing is a zombie edition, all right?
Oh, cool.
That's, isn't it, though? So what's going to happen is you're going to assume the role, take on the role of a military commander, Simon. And as an actor, you should find this easy to do, to slip into that role. Okay, so I'm going to set a scenario for you, and then we'll go through the game, which you are playing on the radio. And, of course, you'll be getting a high score and so on and so forth, and we'll see how we do. So if you're ready to play, let's go for Call of Duty. Okay, Simon, here's the scenario you're faced with.
Okay.
You are at the end of a corridor, right, in a disused Russian nuclear power station on a space moon.
Ooh,
I know. You are dying for a wee, and your mission is to get to the other end of the disused Russian nuclear power station because that's where the toilet is. But your journey to the bog will take you through hostile territory, Commander Simon, because the disused Russian nuclear power station on the space moon has been overrun by zombies, Simon.
Oh, dear.
Zombies and people from this week's news. So, and this being a radio video game, you will have certain controls you can use as gameplay commences. Here's the controls that you have to shout out loud when you meet the appropriate combatant. Is that clear? Here's the controls. Right. Have these ready. Here's the first one. Shoot. Don't shoot. Jump. Touch it and then resign. Apologise and say you can't remember doing what you're accused of. Accept new job as defence secretary. Or appear in court in Madrid accused of sedition. Those are your controls. Is that clear, Simon?
Yep, all clear.
Military Commander Simon. All right, then. If that's clear, let the game begin. You are in a long, dark corridor. All you can hear is your own heartbeat and the wail of the undead. In a disused Russian nuclear power station on a space moon. In front of you is a disused Russian nuclear powered door. You are dying for a wee. You shoulder your weapon, and despite being disused, the nuclear power door slides open. A number of combatants will come at you, and it will be fast, Simon, so I need you to react accordingly with any number of those controls and the correct controls appropriate to the combatant. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Don't shoot.
Zombie. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Julia
shoot.
Hartley Brewer's knee.
Apologise and say you can't.
No.
Oh, no. Touch it and then resign.
That's it. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie. Zombie.
Shoot.
Innocent
shoot.
Bystander. Innocent
don't
bystander.
Shoot.
Innocent
don't
bystander.
Shoot. Don't shoot.
Former Chief Whip Gavin Williamson.
Accept new job as Defence Secretary.
Zombie. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie. Shoot. Sacked members shoot. Of Catalonia's regional government.
Appear in court in Madrid accused of sedition.
Zombie.
Oh.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander. Innocent bystander. Innocent bystander. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
1986
shoot.
Top 10 hit for Van Halen.
Jump.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Julia Hartley Brewer's knee.
Touch it and then resign.
Zombie. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Actors.
Shoot.
Actors Dustin Hoffman and Kevin Spacey.
Apologise and say you can't remember doing the things you're accused of.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie. Zombie. Shoot. Bonus level. Shoot. It goes faster. Zombie. Zombie. Shoot. Zombie. Shoot. Zombie. Shoot. Zombie. Innocent shoot. Bystander. Innocent bystander. Zombie. Shoot. Zombie. Shoot. Julia Hartley shoot. Brewer's knee. Julia Hartley shoot. Brewer's knee. Julia Hartley Brewer's knee.
Switch it and then resign for a third time.
Actors Dustin Hoffman and Kevin Spacey.
Apologise and say you can't remember doing the things you're accused of.
Former Chief Whip Gavin Williamson.
Accept new job as Defence Secretary.
Sack members of Catalonia's regional government.
Appear in court in Madrid accused of sedition.
Zombie. Zombie. Shoot. Zombie. Shoot. Bonus round is over. Shoot. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Oh, don't shoot.
Julia Hartley Brewer's knee.
Touch it and then resign.
Actors Dustin Hoffman and Kevin Spacey.
Apologise and say you can't remember doing the thing you were accused of.
Zombie. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Catalonia's
shoot.
Regional government.
Appear in court in Madrid accused of sedition.
Game over. Oh. Not bad, actually. Not bad. Cornelius, you've been
Hi.
Working out the keeping score, the high score. Mm. Simon's high score there.
He's got 9,683.
Very good. Simon, of course, you get to put your initials in now, like in the old arcade game days. What are your initials, Simon? Have you got a middle name?
I do, yeah. My initials are S-E-S.
S-E-S. All right, well, what I'm going to do, like when you used to put your initials in an arcade game, I'm going to run through the alphabet. You have to say stop when I get to the right initials. That's how your initials go in. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, dot V. Middle name. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, G, V, G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V again. So S-E-S, Simon, V-G-V is what you've put in on the computer game. But you did get a score of...
9,683.
Simon, congratulations. Well done. Good good game, Simon. Good
Cheers.
Game. There we go. Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio, Zombie Edition. And that's just about it from us today. But fear not, for your afternoon entertainment continues with Mr. Sam Delaney. By the way, Sam Delaney, congratulations.
Mm.
The Kentish Gazette, my local newspaper of choice, features you in today's edition. Of the Kentish Gazette.
What's its problem?
Its problem...
I'm assuming it has a problem with me.
It more has a problem with Rosie Duffield, MP.
Oh, yeah.
Who appeared on your television programme.
Yes,
she did.
For money.
For disgusting
money.
Yeah,
I gave her a bag of money to appear... on an entertainment show.
Yeah, so I was pleased to
which
see...
Which just goes to show this country is under attack.
It really is, isn't it?
Talk radio stands by not paying any guests.
Yeah. I know, and that's what makes us such a bastion of independent journalism.
Yeah. Exactly right, yeah. So who's coming on today for no money?
Michael White, Fleet Street legend, reduced to speaking to me for free. Mike Yardley, former army officer, reduced to speaking to me for free. Dawn Foster, current Guardian employee, and they don't pay much, reduced to speaking to me for free. Yeah, we're going to be speaking about Michael Fallon getting sacked for touching Julia's knee.
Yeah, by the way, you too will be sitting on this very chair that Julia Hartley Brewer's knee touched only today. The knee from the news.
So now your backside is touching the residue, if you will, of Julia's knee.
That's
and
right.
I find that disgusting.
So do I. This chair has resigned, by the way.
Good.
You're going to have to stand up throughout the show because the chair has gone until such time as we get a replacement for it.
Do you know this stuff about Bin Laden's movies? Ants, Batman and Kung Fu Killers. The CIA have found all his movies, so we're going to be going through and taking a look at those movies with top film reviewer Van Conner from Screen
They've
TV.
They've also discovered that his hatred of the West stemmed from a childhood visit to Stratford-upon-Avon. Where I was born, and he's Anne Hathaway's cottage, and the park with
it's
the swans in it.
I've been
he's
there.
Right.
I've been there for a literary festival.
I've
it's absolutely there. Gorgeous place.
Yeah, he hates it.
I went on a boat.
How
on
could
the
you
river.
Hate Stratford? It's such a beautiful place.
Yes, it is.
Are you sure he didn't go to Stratford in East London where
he
I
might
live?
Have gone
which
there,
makes a lot more sense.
I spend a lot of time there because it's where my football team play,
yeah,
and it's quite a dreary place.
Yeah. You should pop in.
Yeah, no thanks.
No.
And also. Posh people are the tightest people in society, according to a new report. I'll be speaking to a posh person to find out how and why they're so tight.
There we go. All with Sam Delaney next at Drive. Live at Drive on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. We're back tomorrow with your Friday show from 1. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.